It's time for high school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
Silver Lake, and boy, do we bring you a dandy of a matchup as the Eagles play host to Sabetha in a battle in Class 2A as we're in the regional round here on the high school football playoffs. Again, good evening here from Silver Lake alongside Ray Penning, our studio producer, Logan Bitterman, Mike behind the camera, Brandon Tadman with you. We are super excited to bring you a battle of 8-1 teams with Silver Lake here hosting Sabetha. For Sabetha, number 4 in the state, big win last week over ACCHS, 71-6. Silver Lake, also an impressive win last week. They've just had a really good season. 58-7 their win at home over Minneapolis. This is going to be the first meeting between these two since 2017. That was in the 3A sub-state round. Sabetha won that matchup. 17-14 would go on to win the Class 3A state championship. It'll be the 10th all-time meeting between Silver Lake and Sabetha tonight. Blue Jays hold the 5-4 advantage. Silver Lake last beat Sabetha 28-7 in 2014. And the first meeting between these two go all the way back to 1980. It's the Blue Jays and the Eagles. Our pregame is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. Record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Find them online at kwu.edu. Again, Ray, Logan, Mike, Brandon, all with you. We'll step aside, come back. Our pregame coverage continues with my conversation with Blue Jays head coach Garrett Michael. That's after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG's service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Pre-game coverage continues for our regional round football game tonight here on KNCA 103.9 FM, also on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Our pregame brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. I'm Brandon Tadman, joined now by Sabetha Blue Jays football coach, that is Garrett Michael, as we get set for tonight's game here at Silver Lake. Coach, we'll talk about the Eagles in just a little bit, but you know, you didn't like the way the team really ended the year with that loss to Nemaha Central, but you had to put it away quickly and bounce back, and you guys did in a big way with that win over ACCHS in the first round last week. You hang up 71 in that victory. Just talk about the team bounce back and what you like about your team's performance last week.
Well, I do like how you bounce back, and you have to, because if you don't, then you're one game and done. Now that this playoffs is going. So I really like how we picked ourselves up off the mat and dusted ourselves off and got back to business at hand. And our seniors did a great job of leading that throughout last week. You don't ever want to lose. There's really nothing positive except for I'd rather be have some things exposed on our team during the regular season than exposed in the playoffs when you're checking in pads. And so, the coaching staff, me, and our players just did some reevaluating and really, really studied what our weaknesses was. And like I said, I'm just glad to be able to play another week and make sure we take care of those.
Talk about the team's defensive effort. You hold ACCHS to negative rushing yards. You force a couple of early turnovers as well. The defense seemed to be on track in a big way. What'd you like about that side of the ball?
Well, they were missing some players after the game. The coach said they were missing a few players, so that makes it hard for them. But You still have to play the game, and like we've said all year, you know, I really want to play against ourselves. Yes, you have to know what they're doing offensively, defensively, scheme-wise, but we just need to do what we do and be who we are, and if we do that, then, you know, good things happen. When we're not ourselves and we're not playing fast and we're thinking too much, and as we did against Nemahal, then things don't turn out so well. So I just like how we simplified some things offensively and defensively, and I just thought we played a lot better game, obviously, than we did a couple weeks ago. So hopefully we can keep that on track tonight.
And you mentioned simplifying some things on offense. You go for over 340 yards on the ground. Another big night for Colin Minold. He had 100 yards and 4 scores. I guess specifically with Colin, and we've talked about him a couple of times throughout the course of the season, but the progression, you know, from last year to this year, obviously the offensive line plays a huge part in this. But again, just Colin and kind of the perspective you have of him, you know, what's the progression and growth been like throughout the course of this season?
Well, it's been what I've expected from him, from what he did last year during the playoffs when Josh Herman got hurt. He came in and had like 600 or 700 yards rushing in the 4 playoff games. So when he came into the season, I just expected him to pick up where he left off, and that's exactly where he did. But we have other running backs, you know, Chase Fry, Aiden Lang, you know, those guys, Cole Hinton, those guys are doing some really good things. And they also block very well. So I like all of those guys, and their blocking. And absolutely, it takes our offensive line. And our offensive line, when you simplify things, they don't have to think, and then we can use what they do best. And we're fairly big up front, and so you know, man-to-man blocking, some double teams, those sorts of things, just help us get off the ball and move some people, and then our backs have an easier avenue towards their yards or whoever they have to block. So I'm just proud of the group as a whole, it boils down to. A
couple more minutes here with Sabetha head football coach Garrett Michael getting set for the regional round playoff game here tonight at Silver Lake. Our pregame brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. Well, Coach, let's talk about Silver Lake for a minute, a team also that sits at 8-1, they're the Mideast League champs. Their only loss in week 2 was to 3A number 3 Topeka Hayden. They've been on a roll since. They beat Minneapolis last week. What stands out about the Eagles when you put them on film?
What stood out to me for years is they've got speed, they've got athletes, and they do what they do best, and they throw the ball really well. And they throw it deep, and they're not afraid to, and he can, you know, the quarterback can throw it, and they've got guys that can catch it. And then when you got running back in the back that's got that kind of speed, you know, you don't have to be complicated. You can hand him the ball and feed kills. So, we just have to keep the big play from happening. And that's very hard against a team like Silver Lake because that's who they are. We just need to do exactly what we've done, throughout the year and slow down the run game and keep the big play from happening. And then the biggest thing to me is for our offense to keep their offense off the field. Long drives, sustained drives that end in touchdowns. So, I think those are the keys to the game is, you know, limit their big plays and keep their offense off the field.
There it is. Great stuff. Garrett Michael, Sabetha football coach, getting set for this regional round playoff game here tonight at Silver Lake. It's the Eagles and the Blue Jays. Again, our pregame brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck tonight here at Silver Lake.
Okay, thank you.
We'll have more after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
Kansas Insurance Group in Sabetha is affiliated with Kansas Insurance and their many locations throughout the state. This gives them the volume necessary to attract insurance markets that help you, the customer, in coverage and price. Plus, they're locally owned and invested in Northeast Kansas. Want to learn more? Stop by 621 Main in Sabetha or give them a call, 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire and Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire and Holton, where every drive's a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire and Holton.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Kickoff is just moments away on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Remember, as we get you set for a monster matchup in Class 2A, the Sabetha Blue Jays here taking on the Silver Lake Eagles, future league opponents, but that is not the case here tonight. As the Eagles, the Mid-East League champs, Blue Jays, the runner-up finish in the Big 7 behind the state champs in Nemaha Central. Brandon Tam and Ray Penning, our studio producer. We got Logan Bitterman, Mike behind the camera. Thank you so much hanging with us. First off, beautiful weather. Couldn't have asked for a better night here in early November. Real quick, Sabetha won the toss, deferred to the second half. Silver Lake's going to get the ball first, but boy, we got a good one here tonight.
Yeah, Brandon, you look at these two teams, and these are possibly two of your best teams in Class 2A if you don't include, you know, Seneca in there. Obviously, is the number one team in Class 2A. And then, obviously, you know, Rossville just got knocked out last week. They're usually a good team. You got the other side of the bracket. You got Keeneman down there, southeast of Saline. But this is going to be probably the best matchup on the eastern side of the bracket. The Nemaha Central Raleigh County game could be, too. But these two teams, seems like whenever these two play each other, it's always a big-time game, and it means a lot between these two. A couple, you know, the last time these two teams played, Sabetha went to state and won state that season. But this is a really big matchup because you have to think the winner of this game will probably be going to Seneca in 2 weeks.
Sabetha in the all-white, home maroon uniforms for Silver Lake. There's the kick from right to left. A short one picked up at the 15-yard line by Silver Lake out near the 25, bouncing off a couple of tackles. Gets to outside the numbers and then out of bounds near the 30. They'll start at the 31-yard line as we are now underway. The Eagles, with 8 seconds gone by, getting set for their first drive of the game, led by their senior dual-threat quarterback, Tanner Martin, 6'1", 180-pound senior, has thrown for nearly 1,500 yards. He has rushed for over 730 yards. He will lead this offense that is averaging 61 points per game over their last four. Of course, you look at contrasting styles. Again, the Eagles, and before we start, was there a penalty?
Yes.
So an early penalty is actually going to back this up 10 yards. So it'll start at the 21-yard line as Martin takes a shotgun snap. It's going to be a design quarterback keeper, and he is hit and immediately dropped at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Dalton Roki was in on the stop. And the thing is, this is a little bit undersized offensive line, and when you look at the, again, contrasting styles, again, the beef up front is going to favor Sabetha.
Yeah, and we look at it, and you think Nemaha Central and Sabetha, those two teams have the biggest, as far as terms of lines, offensive and defensive side of the ball. You know, but if you're Silver Lake, the one thing that you got to be happy with going into this game, Sabetha's secondary, as far as the passing game, sometimes can give up some big plays.
Second down and 10. They'll throw it here to the near side. It's caught shy of the 25. Roki again, and then McAfee able to bring down Trent Rollenhagen, a 5'10 junior wide receiver. So that is a pitch and catch of 6 yards, and it'll bring up third down and 4. Again, they are going to throw the ball. Rollenhagen Brody Dider, Logan Cathcart, three junior wide receivers that are going to be called upon here tonight. But the biggest play so far, third down and four, ball at the 27-yard line. Silver Lake, it's a high snap by Batsky, thrown, and it's caught again by Roland Hagen. He needed four. He is going to get 6 yards and a Silver Lake first down.
Yeah, and Brandon, the biggest pain for Sebastian's defense, the two linebackers, Dalton Roki and Chase Fry. So one thing you got to be ready for if you're either one of those two players, you know, so Silver Lake can throw the ball, but you got to watch the quarterback. If he tries to take off, you got to be able to run him down and keep him from getting any big yardage.
So a big third down conversion by the Eagles. Not quite 2 minutes in, no score, first drive of the game. They will stack receivers on both sides of the field. Ball between the hash marks. Another high snap. This time they go to Redmond, the running back, breaks the crease, and gets a nice run up to the 40-yard line for a gain of 7 yards. The senior running back, Blake Redmond, another guy we're going to call a lot here tonight, but a good first carry for him, 7 yards, and it's going to bring up second down and three.
And that's one good thing for Silver Lake. If they can get the passing game going early here, it's going to open up the run game, and it's going to force the Bethes defense to have to try to kind of guess a little bit on if it's a run or a pass based off the formation.
Blue Jays, one of the best scoring defenses in the state and the classification, allowing under 9 points per game. Here is the snap to Martin. They go right back to Redmond, and he is ate up and dropped for a loss. Jacob Grimm in on the stop, and that's the B for the offense, or I should say the defensive line, coming up big there, and another third down coming up here.
And how many times, Brandon, do we talk in games that Sebetha's in, or, you know, even if Seamall Central's in it, if you're playing either one of those two schools, but especially Sebetha, obviously, here tonight, you don't want to get behind the chains early on downs, because if you do, it's usually going to backfire for you, and you're going to possibly be looking at a punt or turnover on downs. But for Silver Lake, this is a third and manageable here. They have any way that they want
to
go here.
They go trips to the near side right. Chest high snap here to Martin. Design quarterback keeper gets through one up to the 40, 45. He has the first down to the 41-yard line, or I should say the 46, beg your pardon. And again, a 6-yard run there for the quarterback, Martin, and it's going to be the second first down of this opening drive for Silver Lake.
Yeah, and that's just huge for the Silver Lake offense. Keep getting first downs. You get third and four, you still being able to pick it up. If it's about the defense, you got to find a way to get a stop, whether it's an interception, deflected pass, or maybe a sack or a tackle for loss.
Another high snap and a RPO here. Martin's going to keep it, shimmy his way up to midfield for a gain of four. 8:33, clock moving. Here in the opening quarter, no score. That was the seventh play already of this drive, and a gain of 4 yards for Tanner Martin, a senior quarterback. Second down and six, right at midfield. Ball closer to the near, or I should say the far side hash. And they'll spread it again. They'll go two receivers here to the near side. One split far side left. Tight end tucked up right. Martin takes the snap. This time they give it to Redmond. He'll fall forward. His momentum carries him to the Sebetha 48 for a gain of two. And here's another manageable third down here. It'll be third and four.
Yeah, if you're Sebetha's defense, you got to find a way to get a stop here. We'll see what Silver Lake does being on the Sebetha's side. You'd have to think if they get at least half of what they need to get a first down, they might go for it on fourth, or they might be at least kind of persuaded or tempted to try it. But if you're Sebetha's defense, you got to try to make a stand right here.
So officially it's a gain of one for Redmond there to the 49. Third down and five. Here's Martin back to pass. He's got a safety net to the left side, and that is picked off by Marcus Bauman at the 40, running down the far sideline. He's into Silver Lake territory, into the 42-yard line. Marcus Bauman with the interception, and it's our first turnover of the game.
Yeah, and that's huge for the Blue Jays defensively because Silver Lake, obviously they got the penalty on the kickoff return. They start driving down the field. They get on the Sebetha side of the 50. Big, big turnover there. Now Sebetha's offense, they're going to have to do the same thing. They're going to have to try to move down the field and see if they can't put this one in the end zone and take an early lead here. Again, they won the toss and they deferred in the second half. Can you make Silver Lake have to chase you as far as points?
So Sebetha at the Silver Lake 43, and Colin Mennell gets the first carry. Bouncing off tackles, gets to the 35, outside the numbers, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Blue Jays! Bouncing off the wimpy tacklers and taking it the distance. One play, 43 yards, and just like that, the Blue Jays strike first, a 6-0 lead.
That's huge. Obviously, one play just off the turnover that Marcus Bauman, that pick he had. It just picks one play, and Sebetha's up early.
Colin Menold, That puts him near 1,000 yards for the season. That's his 16th touchdown. And you couldn't have scripted a better start here for the Blue Jays. One play and a big touchdown run. The extra point is on the way, and it splits the uprights. 7:13 to go opening quarter. Monster start for the Blue Jays. They lead 7-0 here at Silver Lake. We'll step aside for a timeout. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Medicare open enrollment time. Like any insurance, Medicare can be confusing, especially with options like Medicare Advantage. Before choosing or picking a new plan, check the provider network to ensure your trusted medical provider is part of the plan's network. By checking the provider network, you protect yourself from surprises down the road. For assistance reviewing your Medicare healthcare options, contact the social worker at Sabetha Community Hospital at 785-284-2121.
KNZA.
Well, that scoring drive, a short one brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. WilsonTireKS.com. After the Marcus Bauman interception on Silver Lake's opening drive, one play, 13 seconds, a 43-yard touchdown by Colin Menold, and an early 7-0 lead here for the Blue Jays. Couldn't have scripted a better start.
Yeah, you couldn't if you're Sabetha, obviously. So we talked about it there on that first drive for the Eagles. They start moving it down the field as soon as they cross the 50. Interception happens. Sabetha's defense gets it. Sabetha's offense right out, first play, right out of the gate for a touchdown.
Here's the kickoff by Sabetha. It is a short one. Silver Lake's going to have great field position into Blue Jays territory, and they will have it at the Sabetha 46-yard line. Not sure if that was the design call for that specific kick, but Silver Lake will take that. That was Trent Rollenhagen and on the return, but up to the Sabetha 46. They'll actually move it back to the 47. But nonetheless, good field position here for the Eagles. Trailing now, Sabetha 7-0 at 7:09 to go in this first quarter. Martin takes the snap, designed quarterback run, bouncing off a couple tackles, gets inside the 45. He's down to the 41 for a good gain of 6 yards on first down. Four carries, 16 yards here. The opening quarter for the senior quarterback against Tanner Martin, 6'1", 180. Dual threat guy, and they got a trio of junior receivers that have been solid for him this year. They'll empty everything. Trips left, a man right, ball near side hash, spins it in his hands, throws it down the middle. That's caught. Rollenhagen to the 30, inside of it to the 28-yard line. Gain of 13 yards for Rollenhagen, and that is a Silver Lake first down.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did on the first drive. That's a QB power run, a QB, I guess if you want to call it kind of a sneak, but it's out of shotgun. And then obviously you just turn around and hit him with a pass for 5 yards and let's let your receiver get run after catch.
Rollenhagen has all three catches for 25 yards as we're coming up on the halfway point of the first quarter. 7-0 Sabetha on a one-play, 43-yard touchdown run by Colin Menold. First and 10 inside the 30. A little shovel pass and some room here outside the numbers right to the 25. And that's Redmond who breaks a couple of tackles and has some words for Dalton Roeke who brings him down just shy of the red zone. It'll be a gain of 7, and it brings up second down and 3. So we have seen the Eagles, despite that interception thrown, they've been really good so far, getting good chunks on first down. Making it manageable. They go trips left, ball near side hash. And it's dropped by Martin, and Redmond has to jump on it. Miscommunication with the exchange. And Redmond able to jump on that ball back at the line of scrimmage, and now another third down coming up.
Very fortunate for the Silver Lake offense there that they were able to retain possession of it. Obviously, you lose a couple yards, though. Coming up here on third down, going to be, looks like third down about 5 from up here.
So you lose 2.
They have third down and 4 on the scoreboard. From here, it looks like 5. But that passing game, you find a guy open in a zone, you can get the first down here and just keep this drive alive.
So a third down, and we'll call it a long 4. They go trips left, ball closer to the near side hash right. Martin takes the snap. He's looking left, has some time, now scrambling in the pocket, rolling to the near side, still looking downfield, throws to the end zone. It is picked off in the end zone. Is it caught? And it is! It's intercepted in the end zone. And I didn't see who it was who picked it off. And that was Nakota Niehaus who picks that pass off in the end zone. And Niehaus with the second interception already here, not 7 minutes into this game. How about that? Not sure what Martin saw in the end zone, but Nakota Niehaus with the interception. So now a timeout by Silver Lake as two drives and two interceptions thrown by Tanner Martin. We'll step aside. 5:07 to go opening quarter. 7-0 our score. Sabetha leads it back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KIME offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KIMETS.com to learn more. KIME Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whining. Sabetha with their second drive and just their second play from scrimmage. Here's Chase Rye to the 40. It's a foot race. He's into Silver Lake territory to the 25-20, 15-10-5. Are you kidding? Touchdown Blue Jays. 80 yards.
Wow.
13-0 at 4:52 to go. The Blue Jays have an injured player back at the 20. And we'll check on that. But Chase Fry, 80 yards and a touchdown. And it looks like a lineman for the Blue Jays, so we'll check and see. But we'll stop the play. But two plays, two touchdowns. That one goes for 80.
Yeah,
Chase Fry. How about it?
I mean, you look at Spethan and you think running game, you're thinking 3-4 yard carries, you know, and then maybe you might occasionally get a 15-20 yard carry. First play, went 43 yards. Second play, offensively, you ran, goes 80 yards. So you're going for the big plays tonight.
Two plays that have amassed 123 rushing yards and two touchdowns. So right now, they are attending to the injured player on the field. Chase Fry, the second leading rusher for the Blue Jays, I believe just busted his longest run of the season. And now the Eagles are put back on their heels at 4:52 to go in the opening quarter, now trailing 13-0. And still tending to the injured Blue Jays player. So we're going to step aside for a timeout. We'll come back, but a strong start for the Blue Jays. Two plays and two touchdowns. 13-0 their lead back after this on KNZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
FM, KNZA.
Well, still working on the injured Blue Jay, and it's Sainer, the offensive lineman, who a crucial part again of that left side, but he is walking to the sideline under his own power, but took a little bit of breath out of what we just saw and what was another one-play touchdown drive. 80-yard run by Chase Fry, busted into the open field, and once he got to about midfield, no one was within 10 yards of him, and a very strong start here for the Blue Jays.
Well, it's typical. We see the rushing game for Sabetha usually score the touchdowns, but usually it's short yardage. It's not big yardage, and we've seen, again, two plays so far for the Sabetha offense, and one went for 43 yards for a touchdown, the other just now for 80. So, again, it's the big rushing plays tonight for the Blue Jays. The extra point is good as well, Brandon, so it should be 14-0.
So we'll keep it right here, 14-0, as so Silver Lake has had two drives. They have thrown two interceptions. The Blue Jays have run two plays and have scored two touchdowns.
Yeah, and I mean, we talked about it. We expect this to be a really good game, and Silver Lake's driving the ball. They're doing well moving the ball down the field. It's just one play, you know, an interception for the Sabetha defense. They find themselves in the right spot at the right time, and then offensively they're right out the gate. But again, we talked about it. You have to think, again, who wins this game? As long as Nemaha Central does what everybody expects them to do tonight, you have to expect the winner of this is going to be going to Nemaha Central in 2 weeks for sub-state for a shot at state. And Brandon, you talked about it in pregame. These two teams are going to start seeing a lot more of each other after this season because they're in the same league after this year.
Well, the Big Seven in the Mideast joining forces for what will be the Big East League next year. Riverside goes to the Northeast Kansas League. Wabunsee is going to a new league. Rock Creek is going to the North Central Kansas League. So you've got Silver Lake, Rossville, Riley County, and St. Mary's merging with the remaining seven schools of the Big Seven, which will be a powerhouse 11-team league.
And Riley County will replace several of these schools in the Big Seven, as well as Sabetha. They play Nemaha Central for the second time this year tonight because of the district.
14-0, as Sabetha will finally get it on the field. Kickoff. Here is the run back at the 35-40 and pushed out of bounds at the 39, and that's where Silver Lake will take over. J.P. Whitehead on the return. 4:45 to go, still in the opening quarter, and the Blue Jays have a 14-0 lead. A 43-yard touchdown run by Colin Minold on the first play for them on offense, and then their second play offense, 80-yard touchdown run by Chase Fry. Now do the Eagles respond? Now their third drive of the game, their first two have been turnovers. They go trips right, single man left. Martin takes the snap. They go shovel to Redmond, has a lot of room, 40, 45, makes a man miss up to near midfield. And he'll get stopped just shy of it between the 49 and the 50. It'll be right near a first down. Well, looks like he'll be just shy. He'll get 9.5. It'll be second and short.
And once again, if you're Silver Lake, we talked about the way they're able to move the ball down the field. Again, it's just one play. They do get a first down.
So they do give him the extra yardage, a little forward progress.
And we talked about it. You got to stay ahead of the chains. You don't want to get, you know, second down and long, third down and long. You want to be manageable.
Martin takes the snap. They go right back to Redmond. He'll go left side. He'll get one, maybe two at best. Minimal yardage there. They'll give him one to the Sabetha 49. Second down and 9 at 4:20. Clock moving first quarter. Blue Jays 14, Eagles nothing.
So here you go. If you're Sabetha, you got him in about second down. A long 8, maybe a short 9 here. Defensively, you got to force a long third down. Silver Lake, just keep doing what you're doing because you're getting, you know, 5-6 yards a run so far in the QB run game, and then passing-wise is doing pretty well here.
Martin option right, and he is drilled by McAfee. Tanner Martin decides to keep it himself. McAfee read it perfectly, drilled him in the backfield for a loss at 2, and it's third down and 11.
Brandon, quick score update with 4 minutes left in the first quarter. 7-0 Riley County on the Thunder.
The first points the Thunder have given up since week one. Wow. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Defending state champs, Nemaha Central, 22 wins in a row going in, but Riley County an early lead. Third down and 11 for the Eagles. Martin takes a good snap, standing at his own 40. Has to get away from a rush. Does so, rolling near side, dumps it across the middle. It is caught for a first down. And that catch was made by Dane Johnson, a 6'1 sophomore. And all the way down to the 32, it's a gain of 19 on third and long.
Just a poise that Martin has in the pocket, knowing when it's collapsing and knowing, hey, I got to go to the right to escape the rush from the left or, you know, vice versa, and then just keeping his eyes downfield to find the open target.
The fifth first down here in this first quarter. They go back to Redmond, and he's hit by McAfee, and he's spun down at the 30 for a gain of 2. Second down and 8 coming up from there. Under 3 minutes to go. Clock moving first quarter. Blue Jays 14, Silver Lake nothing, but on the move once again. Just 6 carries for 9 yards for Redmond. He does have a couple of catches that have gone for 17. We've seen that little shovel pass a couple of times.
Yeah.
And they got down here on their last drive, but Martin threw a second interception. Dakota Niehaus in the end zone picking him off. They go trips left here, second down and 8. He'll throw it to the near side. This one is caught. and spun down at the 21. It's going to be a gain of 9 and a first down catch to Logan Cathcart, 5'9 junior, his first catch. And that is 6 first downs here in the quarter. And just outside the red zone again at the 21-yard line.
And for Silver Lake, you got to try to find a way you can get some points here, obviously. You gave up the two plays. It's 14-0. You don't want to walk away with nothing here.
So first and 10 at the 21, and they go to Redmond left side. Gets down the middle of the seam, and he gets inside the 10 before being tripped up at the 8-yard line for a first of 13 down the middle. Longest run by any Silver Lake player here so far. Gain of 13, but it's first and goal Eagles at the 8-yard line. And as you mentioned again, with how the first two drives have gone, you get back to this point, you can't come away empty-handed with how Sabetha has looked, two plays and two touchdowns. First and goal for the Eagles. They'll split it out. They go double tight left, a little bit split out there. Cathcart to the right. They go left. This is going to be a touchdown. A little screen to the left side. It's Brody Dider. And the Eagles are on the board at 1:41 to go in the first, now trailing 14-6. And a touchdown pass there from Tanner Martin to Brody Dider.
And what a response offensively for the Eagles. Tanner Martin especially. He's got two picks here early in this game. Both of them, Sabetha's offense turned them into points. He just marched right back down the field, and he said, hey, we're going to go ahead and punch one in here and keep it a one-score game as of right now.
Silver Lake will try for one. High snap, put down. The kick is on the way, and this one is buried. So a good response by Silver Lake. 1:41 to go, opening quarter. 14-7, Sabetha leads it. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
3 minutes and 3 seconds off the clock on that touchdown drive brought to you by Wilson Tire. Our drive summary. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, WilsonTireKS.com. Full crew, full house. Silver Lake and Sabetha, two big-time programs in the regional round of the playoffs here. First night, Friday night, I should say, in November, but a good response by the Eagles. Again, a three-minute drive roughly. Tanner Martin, a touchdown pass to Brody Dider, and the extra point good. Cuts it in half. 14-7, the Sabetha lead at 1:41 to go here in the opening quarter. Here is a short kick from left to right, and running up on it is Menold here for Sabetha, who takes it across the 35 and to the 38-yard line. And that is where Sabetha will take over with 1:36 to go in the quarter. 14-7 their lead. Again, they have only run two plays.
Yeah.
A 43-yard touchdown run by Colin Menold, and then their second play was an 80-yard touchdown by Chase Fry. Over under 1.5 plays on this drive.
Might take the over on this one.
Yeah, we'll see. This will be just the third play on offense for the Blue Jays. As Kramer goes under center, first and 10 at the 38. McAfee in motion from left to right. They will hand it off to Colin Menold. Lowers the shoulder, and it's not a touchdown, but he crosses the 40 to the 41 for a gain of 3. So technically, Blue Jays have not even gotten a first down yet. They have found the end zone on two plays.
Brandon, that is a 3-yard gain by Colin Menold. He is 1 yard of 1,000.
He is at 1 yard, yes. He had 9.53 coming in, and he's got two carries for 46 yards. 999 yards, one more for Colin Menold. It puts him at 1,000. Here's Mitchell Kramer on a designed quarterback run to the right side, and he'll get up to the 48. Maybe the 49. We'll see where they mark it. They'll put him at the 48. So now that brings up third down and 5. Under a minute to go. We could see one more play before the end of the period.
And you're going to have to, obviously, the play clocks. They've got him here at Silver Lake, and it's lower than the game clocks. So it's definitely going to have to run a play here before the end of the first quarter. But, Brandon, it's third down and 5. You have to think, if Sabetha doesn't pick this up, being up one, Coach Michael is going to go conservative and probably punt this football away. We'll see what Sabetha does here, whether they try to put this ball in the air and get the first down or try to run it.
Here's Kramer under center on third and five. They go right back to the dive play, and Middleton is busted up after a short game. And that should probably take us to the end of the quarter. You hear we're on the Silver Lake side of the field where the fans are. It is getting a little nutty here, but it's going to be fourth down and three from the 45-yard line when we come back. That is the end of the first quarter. Monster matchup in the two-way playoffs. It is Sabetha 14 and Silver Lake 7. Fourth and three coming up for the Blue Jays when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Iowapa, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
103.9 FM.
Well, the conservative route for Garrett Michael and Sabetha after Silver Lake holds near midfield. Fourth and three. There's a punt, and it's nearly muffed. But it looks like the Eagles got back on it at about the 21. But no, they're going to say Silver Lake fumbled it, and they didn't recover. The Blue Jays pounce on it at the 20-yard line. And it's the third turnover of the half against Silver Lake. It looked like from up here that he had gotten back on the ball, the return man for Silver Lake, but they say no, and now it is first and 10, Sabetha at the 20-yard line.
Just how devastating for Silver Lake. You're down 7. You're getting the ball back. Your offense has been moving it down the field, and now Sabetha's offense gets to come back due to a third turnover here in the game.
10 seconds into the second quarter, and Silver Lake now turns it over for a third time. First and 10, Sabetha at the 20. They'll toss it to Middle. Following his blocks, finds the crease, but a flag is thrown. It's a touchdown for Colin Middle, but it looks like it's coming back. A flag thrown at the 18-yard line. And this is a big-time call. And it is holding against the Blue Jays. So wipe off a 20-yard touchdown and back it up 10 yards. Man. Three turnovers in a quarter and change. And what could have been 20-7 right there, it's a spot foul. So it's first and 15 back to the 25.
You're sitting there thinking to yourself, I just ran over 1,000 yards now. Now I just lost it because the play didn't count.
So first and 15 at the Silver Lake 25. 14-7 Sabetha, early second quarter. Now McAfee has to run off the field quickly. Now Kramer gets under center, takes a snap, and now a timeout is called. Silver Lake coaches are livid that they let McAfee get off the field before snapping the ball. And now a stoppage of play. Don't see a penalty marker.
And that's what Silver Lake's asking the official about, is where the flag is.
Well, McAfee runs back on the field. And run it off is Tyler Menold. 11:47 to go until halftime. 14-7 Sabetha. Touchdown runs by Colin Menold of 43 yards and Chase Fry of 80 yards. Silver Lake score, Tanner Martin, an 8-yard touchdown pass to Brody Dider. But Silver Lake has turned it over three times, and we've just started the second quarter. Two interceptions by Martin, and then a muffed punt, which has set up this short field for the Blue Jays. But a penalty backed him up. First and 15 at the 25. Kramer takes the snap, dropping back, now puts it down at the hip and runs, gets the penalty yards back to the 19 for a gain of 6. Second down and 9. Of course, Kramer was injured and missed a couple of games in which Marcus Bauman, towards the end of the season, was playing quarterback. But just talking the crucialness of having Kramer back there where you can put one of the best receivers in the Big 7 and use him at the spot that he's really good at.
Yeah, perhaps one of
even
the best.
Even though Bauman was really good at quarterback still.
Yeah, and perhaps one of the best receivers in the state.
Here's Colin Middle on a pitch right. Gets to the 15 and spun down at the 14. Depending on the spot, it looks like they'll get him to the 15 for a gain of 4. It'll bring up third down and 4. So Colin Middle is over 1,000 yards. 16 touchdowns after the one earlier in the ball game. But a big third down and short 4 coming up here for the Blue Jays. We're under 11 minutes to go in the first half. Silver Lake fans getting on their feet. Future league opponents battling here as non-league opponents in the second round of the playoffs. Beautiful atmosphere, beautiful night. Third down and 4. Kramer under center. I bring Middle in motion, and I think we get a stoppage of play and a timeout. Yeah, Sabetha is going to burn a timeout at 10:24 to go here in quarter number 2. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. We'll step aside for a tight 30. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Land Radio.
10:24 to go until halftime. Sabetha 14, Silver Lake 7. Right now, out of the timeout, it'll be third down and 4 for the Blue Jays. Ball between the Silver Lake 19 and 20 yard line.
Brandon, just a quick theory or idea here. If you're Sabetha, you're up by a touchdown. If you don't pick this up and it's fourth down, instead of going for it, do you give Nate Middle the opportunity to kick field goal and go up to score?
Well, he certainly has the leg. We'll see what they do here. McAfee slightly in motion from right to left. There's movement on the line, and there's the stoppage of play. It's going to be a false start against the Blue Jays. It's their second penalty, and if you can hear it behind us, this crowd noise is getting a little ridiculous. It's getting loud with the cowbell.
This is the atmosphere we figured we'd have tonight.
Second penalty here in the first half against the Blue Jays. That one really hurting them. Now it's basically third down and 10 as they'll back it up to the 25-yard line.
And if you're already planning, obviously if your coach Garrett Michael and the other special coaches, if you're already planning on going for it on fourth down, you don't have to get all of it back here. You can get half to a little over half of it back. If you're not planning on going on it on fourth down, you might have to put the ball in the air here.
Correction on my part. The ball prior to that was just inside the 15, so it's back to the 20 here on third and 10. Kramer, play action, had some time, looking for Bauman down the middle of the field towards the end zone, incomplete. Bauman wanted a flag, but Kramer's pass was a little bit too far and probably uncatchable, and out of the end zone it goes, so now it's fourth down and 10 at the 20. And it looks like they will bring out Nate Middle to try a field goal to get this to a 10-point lead. This would be roughly a 35. We'll see where they put it down. He will put it down at the 27, which makes this a 37-yard field goal from the near side hash. Kicking from left to right, it is very calm. There is no wind here tonight.
He attempted a 35-yarder last week and made it.
This one from 37. Nate Middle to give Sabetha a 10-point lead. And it's no good. It's wide left. So after the Muffs punt and Sabetha having it first and 10 at the Silver Lake 20, they come up empty.
Yeah, and Brandon, we saw it. Very first drive for Silver Lake. You throw a pick. Sabetha one play out of the gate. Touchdown. Go up 7-0. Second drive, another pick. Sabetha one play again out of the gate. 14-0. You stop him. You get the Muffs punt. And Sabetha had a chance. They had a chance right there, and they just left points. on the field and then get them on the scoreboard. Will it come back to haunt them at the end of the game? We'll have to wait and see.
Well, remember,
but now
first,
Silver Lake has right. a lot of life here in this game.
Well, remember that first play of that drive was a touchdown by Colin Mendel that was called back via a hold. Here's a pass to the outside, a little wide receiver screen that'll get about three. It looked like that was Cathcart on the reception. And we'll give it four. Second catch for Cathcart. They have really spread it around here. Second down and 6 yards to go with a 24. So Sabetha with the 14-7 lead. Martin dropping back, has a little bit of time, throws it here to the near side. It's incomplete. Intended for Johnson. And Niehaus in coverage. And now third down and six. Can Sabetha get a big stop? So that was the first incompletion for Martin. That wasn't an interception.
And what's funny, Brandon, if you're watching Sabetha, usually the safety's around 10 yards off the ball, a little bit closer at times. But tonight they're dropping back just a little bit more because of the passing ability that Silver Lake has.
They'll put Redmond in motion here to the near side. So you have quads out here left. Looking left is Martin. Throws it down the middle of the field, tipped in the air, and it's incomplete. Right through the hands of Dieter, who caught the touchdown in the first quarter, and now fourth down and six, and Sabetha defense holding looks to be a three and out.
And Martin and Silver Lake's offense got extremely lucky there, Brandon. It was tipped by his own receiver. If that ball doesn't get tipped, Brody Dieters for Sabetha was right there to pick that ball, and he might have took it back for six if he gets that pick, because he had a full head of steam running downhill.
So Sabetha's defense comes out in a big way. Here's the snap, and now we get a stoppage of play and a penalty. And it's going to be a false start against Silver Lake, so it's going to back them up five. And so Sabetha taking care of business here on this punt return and coverage. Should have really good field position here. Still early second quarter. Blue Jays a 14-7 lead. The first two plays on offense for the Blue Jays were two touchdown runs. 43 yards by Colin Mendel, and then an 80-yard burst by Chase Fry. Since then, Silver Lake has hung tough, and it's a 7-point game. Now a pretty good punt from right to left, and Bauman takes it at midfield, and good coverage by Silver Lake. He'll get about 3 yards on the return to the 47. So again, Sabetha's defense, they get the stop. They'll have it at the Silver Lake 47, 9:22 to go here until halftime, and a 14-7 lead for the Blue Jays.
And we just saw it last drive. This is drive number four, but drive number three, they left points on the field. They attempted the field goal. Nate Mendel just hooked it to the left. You talked about Brandon. Very first play that drive was a touchdown that got called back due to the hold. What can their offense do here?
Well, it's not going to go much here on this first play. Kramer is ripped down. He might have bobbled the ball on the exchange with the center, and he's going to lose a yard. Fortunate it wasn't more than that. It'll be a loss of one. So the drive started at the 45, so they gave him a little bit of forward progress. So it's back to the 46, now third and 11. Second and 11, beg your pardon. Blue Jays have not even gotten a first down yet. Think about that.
Yeah.
They have yet to get a first down, but lead 14-7. Here's Kramer, straight drop back. He wants a deep shot near side. It's a jump ball here for Bauman. Tipped incomplete. And that's J.P. Whitehead in coverage, and he was right in the face of Bauman.
And you can see it, Coach Garrett Michael over there on the Sabetha sideline, not happy there was no flag there.
That was airtight coverage, and Whitehead does not look back to see where the ball is. And Bauman almost made a tremendous catch, pinning it against the back of Whitehead's jersey, but nonetheless, it's incomplete, third and long coming up. Third down and 11 at the Silver Lake 46. 9:04 to go until halftime. They'll toss it left. This is Mendel trying to find some blocks, and he's trying to string it to the outside, and he is going to fight his way for maybe a first down. And he looks like to have it at the 35. He was hit 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage and somehow kept himself in bounds, breaking multiple tackles for a gain of 12. What a run by Colin Mendel. And a drive saver And that is the first down of the game for the Blue Jays. First down and 10 at the Silver Lake 35. They go right back this time to Chase Fry. And he'll get hit at the line of scrimmage and maybe one at best.
That's what's going to go quick here.
So a gain of a half yard there. That was the second carry for Fry. We'll call it second down and 9. 8:25 clock moving. Second quarter. 14-7 Sabetha. Kramer's going to hand this one off. This is Minold again. Not much. He will get 2 yards. And it's going to bring up third down and 8. Well, they just converted third and 12 on a run by Colin Middle. Now they face third down and 8 at the Silver Lake 33, under 8 minutes to go, clock moving second quarter. All the scoring in the first quarter, 14-7, Blue Jays in front. So another big third down, third and 8 inside the 35. Kramer takes the snap. They go to Colin Middle, gets to the 30, drags down a defender to the 25, close to a first down, but a penalty flag is out. And he looks to be a yard shy, but we'll check the penalty. Waiting to see.
I believe they're calling sideline warning here on Silver Lake.
So a sideline warning mm-hmm. is the call. So it's not a penalty, but now it's fourth down and 2 at the 27-yard line. And you would expect, it looks like in this scenario here, that they're going to go for it. Fourth and 2, Blue Jays at the Silver Lake 27. Clock on the move, near 7 minutes to go until halftime. Blue Jays 14, Eagles 7. This game is really tightened up since the Eagles got that touchdown to cut it in half. Here's the snap, and here's the give to Aiden Lang, and he's not going to get there. They brought in Aiden Lang, and it looked to be a little fullback dive. Right behind the right guard, he gets a yard, but needed 2, and it's a turnover on downs. So the Silver Lake defense holds. So Silver Lake's going to take over at their own 27-yard line. And now 6:58 to go until halftime. Still 14-7. So here in the second quarter, we have seen a missed field goal, a 3-and-out punt, and a turnover on downs. Now Silver Lake will empty the backfield. Trips right, 2 left. Martin, chest-high snap, puts it down, keeps it himself. Spins away from a tackle all the way up near the 35. They'll get him to the 36 for a gain of 9.
Yeah, and Brandon, you look at the clock, you got 6:45 to go here in the first half. You're down a score. If you're Silver Lake, whether it's a field goal or a touchdown on this drive, you've got to try to find points if you're Silver Lake's offense, because you've got to be having it in the back of your mind. Sabetha gets the ball to start second half. If you don't score here, even if Sabetha gets another chance and they score before half, you might get down early in the second half.
They're going to go to Redmond here on second and 1. Makes a man miss, gets to the 40. 45, midfield 50. 45 outside the numbers, 40. 35, 30. 25 all the way down to the 21. That is 14. Or I should say, let's check the mark. They go to the 22. That is a 42-yard run for Blake Redmond. He's now up 8 carries, 64 yards, and first and 10 Eagles at the 22. Right at the halfway point here in quarter number 2, a 14-7 Silver Lake lead, but not before Redmond busted one for 42 yards and a first down. It will go 2 receivers left and 2 to the right. Ball far side hash. Martin takes the snap. There's that shovel pass again, and Redmond's got it. Makes a man miss. And we'll get up to the 16-yard line, so a good gain of 6 yards. That's the third time we've seen that, and it's worked every time. That one for 6 yards and a good gain on first down.
And Brandon, if you look at it on paper, coming into this game, you just hear from some different people on both of these teams, and you know, obviously, Sabetha is just power heavy. They're just going to line up, and they're just going to run it right at you. Silver Lake, they're all extremely athletic, and we're seeing it on display here in this first half.
Second and four from the 16. Here is Martin. Keeps it on a quarterback draw, and he'll have a first down to the 10-yard line for a gain of six, and it's first and goal at the 10. Patient run there by Tanner Martin. Seven carries, 29 yards for him here in the first half. The lone Silver Lake touchdown, a pass from Martin to Dieter late in that first period. So it is first and goal for the Eagles at the 10-yard line. And what was a disastrous start for the Eagles, and they have three turnovers here in the first half. They have a chance here to potentially tie the game. Martin back to pass, throws it near side, fingertip catch, and forced out of bounds around the five. That is Dieter on the catch. They'll mark it at the six for a gain of four. Second catch for Dieter. And it's now second and goal at the six. Under 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Silver Lake trying to get on the board and potentially tie this game. 14-7, the Blue Jays lead. It will go trips left, or at least two left. The tight end tucked up left. Here's Martin, quarterback keeper. Left side, gets inside the five. He'll be shy of the end zone, but he gets to the one. Martin for five, and it's third and goal at the 1 yard line. We're at 4.5 minutes to go. Clock on the move. Third and goal, Silver Lake at the 1 yard line. The first two drives for the Eagles were interceptions. The first two offensive plays of the game for the Blue Jays were touchdowns. In the blink of an eye, it was 14-0, and it all looked roses and such for the Blue Jays, but now the Eagles a chance to tie it. Martin again hesitates. Quarterback keeper, he is spun down. He looks close, and he's short. What a tackle inside the 1 yard line. And I think that was Caleb Menold who spun him down, and it's going to be fourth and goal inside the one. You want to talk about a momentum type of play here. Can Sabetha come away with an unthinkable stop inside the 1 yard line?
Yeah, you got to think. We'll see what happens here. Is it going to be probably QB power? Or maybe just a run straight up the field with Redmond.
Ball's at the half-yard line, and they're going to run a shotgun set. And I think Silver Lake's going to burn a timeout, and they will. At 3:23 to go, we'll keep it right here. A timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. I'll tell you what, biggest play of the game so far, 14-7 Sabetha, 3:23 to go in the half. But I've just never been a fan. When you got a ball inside the one on a fourth down type of play, and you start in shotgun.
Yeah.
You take the snap, and you already lose 5 yards. Get behind the center, go under center, and all you got to do is the touch push. A half yard is all you need, so we'll see what happens. They lined up in shotgun and called timeout.
Now, the biggest thing about it in high school, and I think part of the reason why you don't see it.
Well, I don't know if you can do it necessarily that way. Yeah, not like that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like a quarterback sneak.
Yeah, something like that.
But you go shotgun.
The only thing shotgun-wise that helps you,
you get a little momentum.
You got that, and you spread the defense out.
Yeah.
Because you got the receivers on the edge. They have to go out there. They have to be aware of that possibility.
I mean, ball looks closer to the goal line than it does to the one.
I mean, I'm like you. It's kind of shocking you just wouldn't go under center here and just straight up. And looks like they might be in the shotgun. They are, Brandon.
They will. They'll put two receivers left. Ball near side, hash left. The man split far side right. That's Cathcart. And it's Martin for the touchdown. QB power, easy money, and it's 14-13 and 3:20 to go in the half. So,
and we stand corrected.
Yeah, we do. Announcers usually do, and that is a big-time drive for Sabetha, or I should say Silver Lake, beg your pardon. That was a 73-yard touchdown drive that took not quite 4 minutes off the clock.
Biggest, and you think about the momentum shift here and just how much it's changed from Sabetha's sideline to Silver Lake's. His extra point appears to be good as well, so it's tied. But, Brandon, if you want to talk about the one play, perhaps, that has completely flipped the momentum, you have to look at that third drive for the Blue Jays offensively, where Colin Middle took it in for six, was going to make it a two-score lead, but got called back on that penalty. That could be the biggest change of this game so far here in this one.
That was a 3 minute and 38 second drive that covered 73 yards. Our drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Full crew, full house. Ray Penning, our studio producer, Logan Bitterman, Mike behind the camera for the Sabetha Channel. I'm Brandon Tadman. Yeah, the start and where we're at now has flipped. It was everything going right for Sabetha early. Everything was going wrong for the Eagles. The Eagles have turned it over three times. Two plays, two touchdowns early for the Blue Jays. It was 14-0 in the blink of an eye. Now all of a sudden, Silver Lake has gotten a big stop. They've had two big drives, two unanswered touchdowns, and what we thought was going to be a good game is right now a pretty good game.
Yeah, and Brandon, you look at so far this first half and you think, this game's tied and they've turned it over three times, you know, as far as Silver Lake has. But that just tells you how good Silver Lake's team truly is, that they can overcome a 14-point deficit after turning the ball over three times so far in this one. Now they have a penalty for a kick out of bounds.
So the kick goes out of bounds. Silver Lake, that would just be their second penalty. Sabetha should have some good field position here. And what you would hope is a drive, whether you score or get any kind of points, a scenario where you at least take 3-17 and don't allow the Eagles, who have a lot of momentum now, to get the ball back.
Yeah, and you also got to remember, as far as Silver Lake's side of things, Sabetha gets ball after half.
Right.
So if you're Sabetha, that's what you want to do. You want to walk away with points here before the end of the first half, because if you can at least, like you said, Brandon, get three, go up 17-14, you get ball after half, score touchdown there, boom, two-score lead again. Now you force Silver Lake to have to play catch-up, and they're probably going to have to throw the ball a little bit more in the second half at that point. But if you're Silver Lake, defensively, just keep doing what you're doing. You've kind of got Sabetha's offense stalled now, and now they got to try to find that rhythm again and see if they can pick it back up.
14-14 tie. First and 10, Sabetha at the 35 of Silver Lake. They go to Colin Middold, who gets away from one but won't get away from two. It's a gain of 3 yards. Dane Johnson, the sophomore safety, able to bring him down. It is second down and 7. Just shy of the Silver Lake 40 as we're at 3 minutes and counting in this first half.
And obviously we'll see what Sabetha does if they're just going to try to run this ball all the way down the field. But we can see Sabetha throw it at times. Obviously you got Marcus Bauman, one of the best receivers, and then Christian McPhee. If you put that ball in the air, you got to hope you don't throw a pick.
They go back to Colin Middold, right side. He'll have a first down across the 45 to the 47. It's a gain of 10. Doesn't matter what kind of game you play or how the momentum is going, Sabetha's going to run the ball, and they trust their line. They trust their RBs. Middold for 10 there on 2nd and 7. Shy of midfield to the 47, 2:40 to go. Sabetha has two timeouts left. Eagles have one. First down and 10. Kramer under center. They will go right back to Middold. Gets away from one. Midfield, 45. Another big first down down the sideline, far side. And he gets all the way to inside the 40 to the 36. It's a gain of 17 yards. Quietly there. 17 for Colin Middold, and he's over 100 yards here in the first half.
Yeah, and Brandon, if you look at Spence's offense so far in this one, the one thing they're doing, they're putting the Grimm brothers on the same side, and they're just running behind both of them.
Now, Silver Lake's going to burn their final timeout at 2:25 to go to stop the momentum, but the Blue Jays on the move. First and 10 at the Silver Lake 36, 2:25 to go in the half. It is 14-14. We'll step aside. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. It is a ruckus crowd here at Silver Lake tonight. Future Big East League opponents in the sights in 24 and 25, but this year the Big 7 versus the Mideast. 14-14, Eagles and Blue Jays. Second round playoff action here in Class 2A. Out of the timeout, which Silver Lake just burned their final one. 2:25 to go, first and 10 Blue Jays at the Silver Lake 36. Dieters, the man in motion, and a stoppage of play. It's a penalty, and I think Dieters might have jumped a little bit in that motion. It's going to be a false start.
And actually, what they're calling for that false start, is Dieter's win in motion, but so did Christian Maxey. They both win at the same time, which you cannot do. One of them has to move, get set before the other one can move.
10 carries, 102 yards for Colin Mendel here in the first half. How about Chase Fry? 2 carries, 81 yards. His first carry went for 80. His second carry went for 1.
I mean, I think he'll still take it. Just 2 carries and a touchdown?
He'll average 40 and a half. That's like, a big penalty.
That's like 16 points in fantasy football? Or more?
Maybe a little more. First and 15. Now McAfee goes in motion. They will go to Fry this time, and he's got a nice run. He'll get the penalty yards back to the 35, so he'll gain 6. So Fry, they'll mark it right in between the 35 and the 34. We're under 2 minutes, clock moving. Second down and 9 here for the Blue Jays at the Silver Lake 35. They toss it near side right. This is Mendel, lowers the shoulder for 3. A hard 3 to the 31, maybe the 32. Going to bring up third down and 5 of the Buck 35. Clock moving to go here in the half.
Brandon, our score 14-14. This is a really good game so far. And over in Seneca, it looks like Nemo Central might be starting to pull away as it's 19-7 Thunder on top of the Falcons.
Well, again, credit Raleigh County. They scored first in that game, and it was the first points allowed by Nemaha Central since week one, so that stops the streak of 8 straight shutouts. A number one Nemaha Central lead right now in their game. Here's Colin Middle, and he's tripped up at the line. He had a hole, and he falls. Might have clipped one of his offensive linemen there, and he'll gain 2, but it's 4th and 3. Man, he had a hole there.
This is the bad thing if you're Silver Lake, obviously.
55 seconds and counting.
If you had a timeout, you could use it and make
Silver Lake does have 2. Well, no. Sabetha has the 2. Yes. Silver Lake doesn't have 1. So obviously Silver Lake, they don't want to give Sabetha any time here. Or Silver Lake, excuse me. So it's 4th down and 3 at the 29.
So the good thing for Sabetha is Silver Lake might not have a chance to go back down the field and score before half.
Kramer will take the snap. They do go to Colin Middle, and he is short. He'll gain a yard, and it's a turnover on downs with 31 seconds to go.
Wow.
So that is the second turnover on downs in as many drives. And Silver Lake will take over at their own 27, which is 31 seconds to go. But they don't have any timeouts. Well, again, going into that drive right there for Sabetha with roughly 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go, we figured, all right, worst case scenario, you keep it tied at 14-14. Don't let Silver Lake get a chance. Well, they have a chance, but they need big plays here, or a big play. They only have 30 seconds and no timeouts.
It looks like they're just going to probably knee and go to half.
And they will, okay. So they will just be content on taking it to the half in what is a great ball game here. We expected it, and it was certainly shifts of momentum throughout the course of the first half, but numbers on the scoreboard read the same. 14-14 at the half. Silver Lake and Sabetha. Our halftime coverage is next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. We're all square at the break, tied at 14. We'll break it down when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hale. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soap, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Alongside Logan Bitterman, Mike with the Sabetha Channel, Ray Penning, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman. We thought we were going to have a good one tonight, and right now deadlocked at 14 between Sabetha and Silver Lake here at the break. Well, again, it was kind of a shift in momentum multiple times throughout the course of that first half. It couldn't have started any worse for Silver Lake. It couldn't have started any better for Sabetha. First two drives for Silver Lake, although they were able to move the ball, interceptions. The first two snaps on offense for the Blue Jays were long touchdown runs. Colin Mennell, 43 yards on the first play they had. And then the very next time they snapped the ball, Chase Fry busts one for 80 yards. Blink of an eye, it's 14-0. Since then, Eagles have buckled down. They've gotten some stops. 14 unanswered. Here we sit, 14-14, and what we expected to be a really good game, and that's what we have so far.
Yeah, you look at this game and you think, there early it looked like, oh no, you know, we expect a good game, but it looks like Spezza's going to run away with it. And then, just like that, it's like somebody just went over and just flipped the switch on the wall, and boom, Silver Lake's out of the gate, and they tie this thing, and this is going to come down, I think, to the final possession, Brandon. It could come down, you know, there's a chance we could get overtime in this game. We don't like saying that word, obviously, as commentators, because sometimes it makes for long nights, but it's really great when you have a good football game like this, both offenses clicking, and then boom, out of nowhere, they kind of stall a little bit. Both defenses start picking it up. And then somebody just finds a big play here or there. And you go back to it, maybe the play that kind of flipped everything was that, you know, 20-yard touchdown run by Colin Mendel. They got called back due to the hold. You take
would
that.
Would have made it 21-7, essentially.
Sabetha would have had the lead. And, I mean, what do you do? Because that's three straight drives Sabetha scores. Then you're sort of like, you're kind of thinking, hey, they're going to score every single time. That flag gets called, your defense says, hey, we can stop them here. They get the stop. Very next drive, Sabetha misses the field goal. Now look where you're at.
So, again, the first four drives of the game, two by each team, two plays, two touchdowns. And, again, Silver Lake, they were moving it on their first two drives, but ultimately ended in interceptions. Marcus Bauman had the first interception, set it up at the 43. Mendel, again, very next play would take it to the house. And then Dakota Niehaus had that interception in the end zone, as Tanner Martin was kind of scrambling around in the backfield for a few seconds and then hooked one to the end zone, but really no receiver was that close. And, again, Dakota Niehaus made a nice diving interception, kept his hands under it to secure that in the end zone. And then that's when we saw the very next play, Chase Fry go 80 yards. But Silver Lake responded their very next drive, 61 yards, and Tanner Martin found Brody Dider 8 yards out, made it 14-7. And then after that, that was the score going into the second quarter. That's when we saw the muffed punt.
Yeah,
Sabetha had the momentum back, got it at the 20. Ultimately, the drive stalled, and it was Nate Mendel who missed the 37-yard field goal. Again, that very first play of that drive, Colin Mendel runs it in from 20 yards out, but it was called back on a hold. Drive stalls. They miss a field goal. After that, Silver Lake goes three and out, and then Sabetha's next two drives were turnover on downs. And then sandwiched between those two turnover on downs was that 73-yard near 4-minute drive where Silver Lake was able to tie the game. It was on a fourth and goal play, by the way, at the 1-yard line. Tanner Martin, just a designed quarterback run out of the shotgun, and then 14-14, again, the score. But nonetheless, it was just quite the shifts of momentum throughout the course of the game that we have seen to this point. But ultimately, good game so far, no doubt. We knew it coming in. 14-14 at the half. We'll dive into some of the first half numbers when we come back right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kimes ES of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kimes offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimesES.com to learn more. Kimes Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Savetha.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Kansaland Radio.
Silver Lake and Savetha tied 14-14 at the half. Time now for our first half stats and our statistics brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Yardage-wise, 203 to 191, Savetha has the advantage, all of which have been on the ground. A little bit more balanced for the Eagles. Eagles have 99 rushing yards, and they have 92 passing yards. Again, 203 to 191, the yardage favoring Savetha by a touch in the first half. Silver Lake had three turnovers in the first half. Savetha did not have a fumble or an interception, but they did have two turnover on downs, which essentially are turnovers. But again, Silver Lake had three early turnovers, but yet have still battled back and have tied it here at the break. Going into some of the individual numbers, we'll start with Savetha, as this rushing attack once again led by Colin Mennell, 13 carries, 108 yards, and a score. Chase Fry, 3 carries, 87 yards, and that 80-yard touchdown on his first touch of the game. Mitchell Kramer has thrown just 2 passes, both of which have gone incomplete. For Silver Lake, their quarterback in Tanner Martin has 35 rushing yards and a score. Blake Redmond is their leading rusher. He's got 8 carries for 64 yards. And they have 5 different players who have caught a pass. You have Trent Rollenhagen, 3 catches for 25 yards. Brody Dider has 2 catches for 12 yards. He had the 8-yard touchdown reception in the opening quarter. Logan Cathcart has 2 catches for 13 yards. Dane Johnson, a sophomore, has 1 catch for 19 yards. And then Blake Redmond, who again leads the rushing attack with 64 yards, also has 3 catches for 23 yards. Savetha, 4 penalties in the first half. Silver Lake, 2 penalties in the first half. Tanner Martin is thrown for 92 yards. Those are our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. take another timeout, come back, run through some other scores and what we have seen so far. Some interesting scores here tonight in the playoffs. We'll touch on that as our halftime coverage continues, brought to you by Highland Community College. 14-14, Eagles and Blue Jays deadlocked here at the break. Back after another timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the Finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Luker Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime coverage continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Sabetha and Silver Lake deadlocked at 14 apiece here. We're closing in on the start of the third quarter, but still a few more minutes until that point. Let's go through some scores and our scoring update brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Our game on Care 93.7 FM. Atchison at home leading Eudora 22-7 in Class 4A. That one at the half. We also had a very couple surprising scores. Couple other halftimes are channel games. How about Jackson Heights 6-0 at St. Mary's, the defending champs. And St. Mary's having a tough go with Jackson Heights. Cobras have a 6-0 lead at halftime there. Then we also had Holton and Wellsville deadlocked 7-7 at the half there. Wellsville undefeated going into that one, but Holton 5-4. Certainly battle-tested are the Wildcats. Then also, Logan, some other scores we got.
Yeah, some other ones. Obviously, if you're Silver Lake, one of your league opponents, Rock Creek, they were up at halftime 20-14 on Wichita Collegiate in that 3A game in that one. Here's a big one. And it's in the Class 2A ranks. It's the winner of this game between Sabetha and Silver Lake will get the winner of this one, Riverton and Humboldt. Humboldt goes into that one with the better record. You look at it just on paper, you look at the two teams, you think Humboldt should probably win it. Well, at halftime, it's 8-6, Riverton up by 2 on Humboldt in that one. Some other ones, Council Grove, another 2A game. The winner of that will get Seneca or Riley County next week. Council Grove up 8-7 in that one. And then you said the Valley Heights score, another 3A matchup. Hayden and Santa Fe Trail. Hayden was up 22-12 in that one as well.
And we had seen, and tell me if you had seen something else, but Nemaha Central finally gave up points for the first time since week one. Riley County actually jumped out to a 7-0 lead, but since then we had seen 19-7 Nemaha Central, but it looked like they were on the brink of scoring again.
The score was about a minute and a half left in the first half. So we'll keep an eye on that one.
So again, Thunder, defending champs in 2A, trying to look for their 23rd straight win, and kind of like the first meeting between them and Riley County. Certainly close and battle-tested in the first half. But those are some other scores around the playoffs tonight, brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. We'll step aside. One final 60-second timeout, and we got a great one coming your way, a second half coming up. Again, 14-14 deadlocked between Sabetha and Silver Lake. Second half is coming up next here on KNZA.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Once again, our halftime coverage, it was brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Getting set to start the second half, Sabetha and Silver Lake deadlocked at 14.
Yeah, and two more score updates. Brandon, Nemaha Central is up 27-7 with the halftime score. That one, Nemaha Central did score, not 19-7, but they also went for two and got it. And here's another one. You look at the western side of the Class 2A bracket, and these two teams are also ranked in the classification.
Are we talking about Kingman and Saline?
Saline and Kingman. At halftime, Southeast of Saline with a 6-point, 20-14 lead on Kingman.
That was the sub-state matchup last year on the west side of the bracket. On paper, Southeast of Saline, we all thought going in it was going to be the Thunder and Southeast of Saline, but Kingman won a thriller in overtime. And, of course, Nemaha Central went on to defeat Kingman to capture that 2A state championship last year. But you're getting Kingman and Southeast of Saline here in the second round. So you had mentioned that's another good game there. Our very own Trenton Craxner, who sometimes calls some games with us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. His brother is actually one of the coaches for Kingman. So let's see if they can pull off a big upset against Southeast of Saline, undefeated going into that one. Kingman had two losses. They were 7-2. But 2A has got some really good games tonight, and that is no exception. Right here is we got a 14-14 tie. Sabetha scored the first 14 of the game. Eagles have scored the last 14. It was 14-7 Sabetha at the end of one. And a lone touchdown for Silver Lake in the second quarter. And here we go. Sabetha will get the ball to start the third quarter. Here is the kickoff from right to left. And it will be picked up right at the 21 by Nate Middle, who's fighting through a couple of tackles out across the 25 to the 28. And Sabetha will take over first and 10 at their own 28-yard line as we are off and running. Deadlocked here as we start the second half of play.
Yeah, under Sabetha, you got to go back to what you did on the first two drives. Obviously, they don't have to be one play out the gate, you score, but you got to find a rhythm and you got to go. Through the Sabetha offense, you can't stall out against what was a heating up offense of Silver Lake.
First play here of the third quarter. It's a dive play to Colin Middle. He'll get across the 30 to the 32. And that'll be a gain of 4 yards. It'll bring up second down and 6. So again, the first two plays on offense for Sabetha in the first quarter were long touchdown runs, and then after that, they had stalled out. Here's Chase Fry, his fourth carry of the game. He'll cross the 35, forward progress to the 36, another gain of 4, and it's third down and 2. Well, it's a big play here early third quarter, third down and 2 at the Silver Lake 36-yard line. 14-14 deadlock tie between these future Big East League opponents. Kramer under center, man split to the near side right, I formation. They go right to Colin Middle. He's got a first down across the 40 to the 41. And he'll gain 5, needing just 2. 15 carries for 117 yards already tonight for Colin Middle, who has gone over the 1,000-yard mark. And his touchdown in the first quarter gave him 16 on the season. Now they go back to Aiden Lang, who's getting his second carry. He's got some open room. 45-40, 35-30, 25, all the way down to the 20. Aiden Lang. They'll officially mark him down at the 18-yard line. That is a gain of 41 and a monster play here early in the third.
Yeah, and then we see it's the Bethel's offense. They find a hole. Boom, there they go. We'll see if they can keep it up here or if Silver Lake's defense can possibly force a stop here.
They move it officially back to the 20, so it's a gain of 39 for Aiden Lang. Into the red zone. Here's Colin Middle on the pitch right, and he trips up at the 15 and maybe to the 14. He could have had an end zone dance there, but it's a gain of 5 to the 15, second and 5 coming up.
I don't know if you noticed on the offensive play there, the formation. Jacob Grimm was next to Mitchell Kramer in the backfield, kind of like a fullback.
That is a right big side. Fullback. Minold and Fry in the backfield. Kramer under center. Second down and 5 from the 15. They go to Chase Fry in between the numbers. Gets down the middle of the field. Untouched to the end zone. Touchdown, Chase Fry. Just under 10 minutes left, third quarter. And just like that, a quick drive to start this second half. And Sabetha back in front. It's 20-14. 15-yard scamper for Chase Fry for his second touchdown of the night. And he is now over the century mark in yardage. Well, we talked about how this offense had stalled after their first two touchdowns. That was nothing close to stalled. That was an impressive drive. That covered 72 yards in less than 2 minutes. The extra point is good. 9:58 to go, third quarter. Sabetha back in front. 21-14 their lead here at Silver Lake. Back in 60 seconds on KNZA.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. Specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair, their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
KNZA.
Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Minute 57 off the clock, 72 yards. The coverage, 15-yard touchdown by Chase Fry. Extra point good, 21-14 Blue Jays early second half. At Silver Lake now across the 25 on the kickoff return. We'll get to the 28, maybe the 27, depending on the spot. But the Eagles will have their first drive here in the second half. And they looked good down the stretch of that second quarter on offense. But, boy, what a start for the Blue Jays. Now can they get a stop here early on defense?
Yeah, and we saw in the first half what worked well for the Eagles offensively. QB power in the passing game. And then it kind of opened the run up there late. Obviously, we saw Redmond get that 42-yard carry there towards the end of the first half. You just go back to it. QB run and passing the ball here.
They will go to Martin. Design quarterback run here. Makes a couple guys miss between the hash marks. And a flag thrown in late. A run to the 36 for a gain of 8. This might be a face mask. And Sabetha's got an injured player at the 25. Someone's down. And that might be Fry. And it is Chase Fry, the injured player. And you were right, Logan. It's going to be a face mask. So a 7-yard run is going to turn into a much bigger gain, and Silver Lake gets a lot of momentum there on that play. And for Sabetha, it's the exact opposite. Chase Fry is hurt.
Yeah.
And he's down at the 25 on his back. Who has had a fantastic night on both sides of the ball. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. So again, for Martin, it was a 7-yard run, and then they're going to tack on 15 more with a face mask. It is the fifth penalty of the game for Sabetha. That one in for 15 yards, but Chase Fry, his helmet's off, but he's at least walking back to the sideline under his own power. That is someone the Blue Jays cannot afford to lose, really, at any point. He is a big-time piece on both sides of the ball.
and you look at it both ways here, that's going to bring Aiden Lane. Is basically, he's going to play a lot more now defensively and offensively as he's the backup on both sides for Chase Fry.
Oh, we saw Lang, of course, have that big run of 39 yards that helped lead to that 15-yard run and touchdown by Fry on the opening drive here of the second half. Here's a high snap. First and 10 at the 41. They go to Redmond here on a little screen, and he's dropped down across the 40 to the 43 for a gain of 3. Dakota Niehaus in on the stop. It'll be just, again, a gain of 3 yards, second down and 7.
I don't know if you noticed there, Brandon, when Redmond caught that ball, you can see he was trying to get his foot planted behind him to get some power to get forward. He was just centimeters from his knee touching the ground. He could have been down right there where he caught the ball. Was able to keep it up just enough that he was able to get a couple yards.
Four catches for the running back and Blake Redmond for 26 yards. Second down and 7, shy of the 45. Martin takes the snap, throws it here to the near side, incomplete. Dane Johnson, the intended receiver. Nate Minold in coverage. And now third down, and call it kind of a short 7, maybe a short 8, maybe a long 7. But a big third down. Can Sabetha get off the field?
You can see it when they throw the ball. They're kind of trying to stay away from the side that Marcus Bauman's on. Obviously a little bit taller than Niehaus, so you don't want to throw it to that side and have him be able to go up and pick it. So obviously he's got one, but Niehaus does too, as he picked that one off in the end zone.
Look at this formation. They'll go quad right, lone man left, empty back, Lang a near sack, but now a deep shot downfield, caught, 25-20, 15 inside the 10. Trent Rollenhagen to the 5-yard line. It's a gain of 53 yards on 3rd and 8. He was wide open. And that was on the quarterback, Tanner Martin. Aiden Lang nearly had a sack, and he got away and made a monster play to Rollenhagen. Now first and goal at the 5. Martin keeps it himself behind the left guard. He'll get a yard forward progress to the 4 for a gain of 1. Second down and goal from there. Martin had a touchdown run in the first half on 4th and goal at the 1, which helped tie the game. He has also thrown a touchdown pass to Brody Deiter. That was back in the first quarter. 21-14 Sabetha, 8:15 to go, third quarter, clock on the move. But the Eagles, after a 53-yard bomb from Martin to Rollenhagen, setting up first and goal. Now they have second and goal at the 4. They go option right. They will pitch it to Redmond. Good pursuit here by the defense. Aiden Lang in there. It's going to be a loss. Back to the 5, and it's going to be third and goal. That option read beautifully by the Sabetha defense. Martin had no choice but to pitch it there to Redmond, and when he caught that pitch, he was all the way back to the 10. There was already 3 or 4 white jerseys closing in on him. And now another big third down. It is third and goal at the 5, I would assume, 4-down territory.
You would have to assume so in a game like this. Biggest thing for Sabetha, the passing-wise, they can't throw it as far downfield, so you have the bounds in the back of the end zone to help you.
Martin will drop back to pass here. Standing tall at the 10, throws it across, and it's going to be intercepted by Roki inside the 5. It's Dalton Roki, the linebacker, jumping up, tipping it in the air, and he pulls it down, and it's the 4th turnover of the game.
Wow.
What a play by Dalton Roki, the senior with the INT inside the 5, and the Blue Jays take over.
Yeah, and just how, I guess, the way to say it for sort of like, it just kind of hurts your offense. You know, it just kind of hurts you. It's like a punch in the gut. You get it all the way down there on that fabulous pass for 53 yards. You have a shot to score, and then on third down, you throw a pick. Let's see what Sabetha's offense does. First play's a run here, and this is, I believe, Colin Minold.
And here is Colin Minold out to the 20, 25, 30, all the way across the 45-yard line. It is a gain of 41 yards. That's called getting out of your own end zone.
Yeah.
Minold for 41 yards. He is exploding tonight. And a monster play. He is up to 163 yards. First and 10 at the 46. 21-14, Sabetha, they're on the move. Why not go right back to Minold, trying to follow his blocks, and he's able to get across the 45 and across the line of scrimmage to the 48 for a gain of two, maybe three. It will give them 2 yards, second down and eight.
Brandon, very similar to how the first half went. Bethel's offense, boom, right down the field, they score. Silver Lake's offense, back down the field, turnover. Bethel's offense, starting to move it back down the field. We'll see how this drive ends.
Here's Chase Fry on second down and eight. He is dumped down at midfield for a gain of two. And it's going to bring up third down about six. Well, for Silver Lake, you have turned it over four times in this game.
And you're still in the game.
And you are right in the game.
That's the crazy thing about it. You look at games, especially when you get in the playoffs, and you got two teams this well, especially the fourth-ranked team in Class 2A, and you've turned it over four times and you're still in the game.
Third and six from midfield. Kramer takes the snap. Colin Mendel, the run. He'll be short. He'll get to the 46 of Silver Lake, and it's going to bring up fourth and two. He gets four. Well, if you're Garrett Michael, we saw him play conservative in the first half from about this spot. You got 5:40, clock moving third quarter. You lead by a touchdown. You're on the Silver Lake side of the field, and it's fourth and two.
The way your offense is moving the ball right now, I think you take it. You got to go for it here. You got to see if you can get the first down. Maybe you see if you can get him to jump offside.
Well, Kramer does. Let's see. Kramer goes under center. He will take the snap. Gives it to Mendel. He has a first down and more. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. Outside the numbers, and he's near the 10-yard line. He is down to the 11 for a gain of 35. Colin Mendel is unstoppable, and he is over two bills.
Wow.
204 yards for the senior running back, unofficially. First and 10 at the 11. Here's Mendel again. He'll get a few. He'll follow his right guard to about the 8 for 3 yards.
Brandon, the crazy thing about it, it's going to keep going up because he's not going to come out of this game right
Never.
Now. You look at that and you say, okay, he's got 200 yards. You know, the next one's got 108.
That's Chase Fry on just six carries.
Four turnovers. Typically, I just give you those, and you're going to say Smith ran away with that game. No, it's a seven-point game. So Colin Mendel has a chance to keep padding that stats, if you will.
We're under 5 minutes here in third quarter. Let's see what they do. They go to Lang this time, straight up the middle. He'll be inside the five, and he's close to a first down. It's not goal to go yet. He'll get to the three, and it'll bring up third down and two. So you need the one for a first down.
And Brandon, obviously, you just kind of look at this Sabetha team, and you kind of sit there and you think if you're a fan or anybody watching the game, obviously Silver Lake's different. City Mile Central, obviously City Mile Central's ranked number one for a reason, but you think, where was this Sabetha team against NC? Because they might have had the chance to beat them that night if they're playing like this against the Thunder.
It is third down and two from the three, and we'll get a stoppage of play. It's going to be a false start.
That's full start on the fullback.
Well, if there's one negative, the Blue Jays, whenever they've had penalties, it has hurt them. They've had some crucial penalties. Of course, a mental touchdown wiped a touchdown off the board in the first half, which could have given them essentially a 21-7 lead. That drive ended ultimately in a missed field goal.
Yeah.
And that one there drops him back now to third down and seven at the 8-yard line. 4 minutes clock moving, third quarter. Sabetha 21, Silver Lake 14. Blue Jays, third down and seven at the Silver Lake 8. Kramer takes the snap. He's rolling to his right. Pump fake, throws it to the back of the end zone. Incomplete. Looking for Marcus Baumann. That's just the third pass attempt of the night for Sabetha. And now fourth down and seven, and it looks like Nate Mendel's going to try for three. He missed a 37-yarder in the second quarter. He had the distance, but he just pulled it a little left. Now this one officially will be a 25-yarder in between the hash marks.
Yeah, this is huge. Obviously, you don't want to walk away again with no points here. Only up seven.
3:49 to go in the third. Nate Mendel from 25 yards out to give Sabetha a two-score lead. Snap, kick, on the way. It's good. He buried it. Big-time kick for Nate Mendel. The 25-yarder caps a long drive, and Sabetha's lead is now 24-14. 3:45 to go in the third. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kansas Insurance Group in Sabetha is affiliated with Kansas Insurance and their many locations throughout the state. This gives them the volume necessary to attract insurance markets that help you, the customer, in coverage and price. Plus, they're locally owned and invested in Northeast Kansas. Want to learn more? Stop by 621 Main in Sabetha or give them a call, 785-284-7611. Kansaland Radio.
Well, that drive brought to you by Wilson Tire, our drive summary, just about 3.5 minutes off the clock. Monster runs of 41 and 35 yards for Colin Minold on that drive, and that 35-yard run came on 4th down and 2, but Nate Minold comes away with a 25-yard field goal. And how about Sabetha scoring the first 10 points here in the second half? They lead 24-14.
And we saw it in the first half. Sabetha had the first 14 points. Then Silver Lake's offense started heating up, and they started moving the ball, and they finally found the end zone, and it was just kind of out of the gate for their offense there. We'll see what happens here on this next drive for the Eagles.
Here's a squib kick picked up at the 15-yard line, 20. This looks like Redmond, and he is hit, and multiple flags thrown at about the 25, and it looks like it's going to be a block in the back here, and it is. So Silver Lake, after a return that got him to the 30-yard line by Redmond, is going to lose some of that yardage via a penalty, which Silver Lake's been pretty clean. This will be just their third penalty of the game. But obviously crucial in terms of field position here. Now late third quarter, 3:39 to go. You're down 10. So from the spots, it'll take them all the way inside the 15 to their own 13. So they lose 17 yards, essentially.
It's going to be about the 14.
Right in between the 13 and the 14, first down and 10. They stack a couple receivers near side. Bauman in front of them. They go to Redmond here near side. And another penalty flag is thrown, and this might be a hold. And if it's who it looks like it could be on, it would be the left tackle and Braden Strasbaugh, who ripped down a Sabetha defender. So take away a nice run, and a big holding penalty will continue to back up the Eagles. So two big penalties on back-to-back plays, and this will be half the distance to the goal. And now it's at the 5-yard line. First down and a mile, maybe not quite 20. The ball's at the 5. They need the 24, so it's roughly first down and 19. Martin takes the snap, standing in his own end zone. Dumps it across the middle. It is caught at the 15. Redmond again out to the 20. And forward progress up to about the 22. That is a nice play. Martin to Redmond. And not quite first down yardage, but again, needing 19, it looks like they get 17 there.
The one thing you got to be impressed with Redmond as far as running the ball, once he has that ball, he's extremely shifty. He can just
5'8", 160.
Just sidestep the defender, boom. And he can immediately go as soon as he does. It's like he doesn't lose speed. He just picks it right back up, and he's gone.
So it's second down and 2 at the 22, under 3 minutes to go, third period, 24-14, Sabetha by 10. Here is Martin, takes the snap, keeps it himself, powering his way for a first down, breaking off a couple of tackles. Dieter's able to knock him down, shy of the 30, but he gets to the 29 for a gain of 7 and a first down. Boy, how important is this drive here for the Eagles? Late third, down 10. Blue Jays tend to have the momentum here, but there's still plenty of time, but obviously the Blue Jays have won this third quarter so far.
Yeah, so far, and you look at Silver Lake, and obviously, again, the QB run and the pass plays, that's what's really hurting Sabetha, so we'll have to see.
50 yards on the ground for Martin, and he's got another good run here. He's upended by Brody Dieter, so get to the 38 for a gain of 9, and another near first down run, but it's going to bring up second down and 1, gain of 9.
Brandon, the last true team Sabetha's faced that you could say is identical, Riley County, obviously.
And Riley County definitely had a really true kind of dual threat quarterback. We saw it in that game against
Jeff
the Blue Jays.
Is the other one as well. Jeff West had a lead of 1 point on Sabetha at 1 point. Silver Lake, just like those two teams.
Under 2 minutes to go, second down and 1. Martin's going to drop back to pass. They're going to take a shot here on second. It's short, and it's picked off! It is picked off inside the 35-yard line. It's Kyler Winger this time. The fourth interception thrown by Tanner Martin. It's the 5th turnover of the game. Kyler Winger getting his hands on it. And Sabetha takes over with under 2 bills to go in the third.
Yeah, that's huge for the Sabetha defense, obviously. we talked about it in the first half. They got the first two scores of the game, and then Silver Lake's offense just turned it on. Well, that's what happened here in the second half. You get the first two scores. Granted, one was a field goal this time, but now you get a turnover, and now you have a shot here to go back down and make it an even bigger margin.
And the first play here, not much. Back to the line of scrimmage, no gain. Or I believe that was,
Chase Fry.
Chase Fry, it was. So it's good to see him. He was obviously banged up a little bit earlier in the game, but he's back. No gain for Fry. Second down and 10. Again, this drive starting at the 34. But how about Kyler Winger jumping up and just snagging that at the high point and pulling it down as they were trying to take a shot on second and one. The run game was there, but they tried to take a shot, and it was thrown into double coverage. Here's Colin Menold again, who's had a big night on the ball. He'll get across the 35. Minimal gain to the 37, so it's a gain of three. It's third down and seven coming up as we're under a minute to go, clock moving third quarter.
And the big thing, Brandon, that's five turnovers now in this game.
Five turnovers. Four picks and a fumble.
It's like deja vu. It's like I just saw this, you know, like, what, 5 days ago?
Well, the first two drives of the game for Silver Lake were interceptions. Their first two drives in the second half have been interceptions.
You can go that way, too.
Colin Mendel trying to follow his blocks, and he'll get nowhere. He'll get to the 41. He'll gain maybe two at best, but it's fourth down and five, and the Blue Jays might be going three and out.
And you have to expect they're going to punt this one away. Obviously, you go for it here. You give them great field position, only up by 10. Obviously, they're going to look good. They're going to go to quarter.
You'll be able to run it out here. Final 10 seconds, but it'll be fourth down and five, shy of the 40-yard line. But the Blue Jays with a 10-0 advantage in the third period, and they have a 24-14 lead here at Silver Lake as we go to the final 12 minutes. Buckle up and hang with us. A fourth down play coming up. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons. Doctors Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to developing and growing rural general surgery programs. Most surgical procedures can be performed on-site at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the services provided at Sabetha Community Hospital at sabethahospital.com.
KNZA.
Fourth down and five for the Blue Jays as we start the fourth quarter. They will punt it away. Snap to Fry. It's a good one and a nice boot from right to left. And letting it bounce inside the 20. Takes a little bit of a generous bounce for Silver Lake, but nonetheless, Fry with a good punt. Silver Lake gets a three and out, but it's a 24-14 lead for the Blue Jays as we are just underway here in the fourth and final quarter. This is a monster drive now for the Eagles. They'll have it first down and 10 at their own, I believe, 18-yard line.
Yeah, and Brandon, this we talked about the last drive, and you alluded to it. There's people up here in the press box in the stands. That last drive for Silver Lake was very important to try to walk away with points. You threw the pick. Now you really have to try to go down the field until you can't get some points here. You're down two scores. Who knows how many more possessions you might get in this game.
Five turnovers in the game for Silver Lake, but they're only down 10. Here is Martin. He's rolling to his right. Now tucks and now throws it. It's caught. Makes a man miss. A flag is thrown. This play could be coming back. It's a pitch and catch to Deiter across the 35, but it could be all for naught. It looks like maybe a legal man downfield.
Yes.
So wipe a gain of about 17 yards for a legal man downfield.
Also, we have this break, Brandon, quick score update coming out of Seneca, 34-7 Thunder all over the Falcons now.
Crazy. Raleigh County scored the first points of the game, which snapped the eight consecutive shutout streak for the Thunder. But, yeah, Thunder doing Thunder things, and they seem to be rolling into the next round and what would be their 23rd consecutive win. But this takes off a near 20-yard pitch and catch with a legal man downfield. They have had some big penalties here in the second half. Silver Lake has now first down and 15, back to the 13. 11:41 to go in the game. Blue Jays now trying to hold on. They're leading at 24-14. First and 10, Eagles at the 13. Martin takes a chest-high snap. Has some time. Throws across the middle. This one is caught, and it's a first down across the 30. As that is Dane Johnson to the 31, and he'll gain 18 on first and 15. So that is a big, big, big first down there. After that penalty that wiped away about an 18-yard gain. So to the 31-yard line, first and 10. They will go trips left to right. So a 5-wide set. Martin in the gun by himself. Ball left side hash. They move left to right here in the final period. He'll drop back to pass. Has time in the pocket. Only a 3-man rush. It's thrown across the middle. It is caught at midfield and into Sabetha territory at the 48-yard line. That is Rollenhagen, who's had a nice night. That is a gain of 21 yards and another first down. Logan Sabetha was only rushing three there.
Yeah.
And he had all time or all sorts of time in the pocket to make a good throw, and he did. Caught it midfield, and then two more yards added to it. And Rollenhagen has five catches for 99 yards.
And we're going to probably see a lot of just three guys rushing here close to the end of this game as well, because Sabetha knows, the Silver Lake has to throw this football to try to make a comeback, as they can't waste too much time.
Another pass across the middle. This one's caught again inside the 30. And down to the 27, that's a gain of 21 yards for Dieter.
And that was big on that pitch and catch there, because Aiden Lane was in great position defensively. He just didn't get his head around. If he would have got his head around, there's a chance he might have gotten a pick there.
Martin is up to 225 passing yards, but he has thrown four interceptions. They go to the run game here. It is Redmond. He kind of shimmies his way through one tackle, but back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. McAfee in on the stop. Joshua Grimm got a touch in there as well. It's going to bring up second down and 10. Not quite 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. Silver Lake on the move, but they trail Sabetha by 10. That was only the second carry here in the second half for Redmond, who leads this rushing attack. Again, it's just a little bit more balanced on offense for the Eagles compared to the Blue Jays. All the damage on offense for Sabetha has been via the ground game, and Martin has thrown for 225 yards for the Eagles. They go trips right, man lone left. He'll look left, now looks right, gets away from one. That's Chase Fry rolling to his right, throws it near side, and a dart for a first down inside the 20. Martin to the 18, or he'll be a yard shy, beg your pardon. It's a gain of 9. And I believe that was Dieter again. Yeah, it was Dieter. So it's going to bring up third down and 1. Dieter now four catches for 42 yards, but third and 1 in the red zone at the 19. And Martin will keep it himself, and the momentum to the 18. He needed just a yard. It looks like he does have that yard and change for a first down. We'll check the spot. And it is. Okay, so a first down. 9:33 left in the game. Silver Lake is on the move. At this point, you got to find some points here, down 10.
You got to think that they got to. What will be interesting is if they do, what will they do on kickoff?
9:20, clock moving, fourth quarter. Eagles on the move. Sabetha's lead is 24-14. High snap. They'll throw it to the flat left. And this is Dieter again and another flag, and this one might be coming back. This could be a block in the back on Dane Johnson.
They're actually going to get a hold out there as he basically just tackled.
Okay.
Marcus Bauman. As he was trying to block it.
That's a big penalty. Silver Lake only had two penalties in the first half. They have four penalties here in the second half, and they've come at crucial times. And this is going to be a big one here as it drops him back to the 27.
Only thing that might hurt you if you're Sabetha, obviously you'll take the penalty because it moves him back, but the worst thing is it opens up the field for the passing.
After the penalty, first and 20, back to the 27. Good snap here. Spins it in his hand. Has some time. Looks into the flat. Now tucks it up. He'll take off. He's at the 25 and ripped down at the 20, so he gets some of the yardage back. He was brought down that time by Tyler Minold. So it's a gain of 7. And one thing, when you notice majority of the game. I mean, we came in talking in the pregame about the size difference kind of between Sabetha. I mean, Silver Lake's offensive line is doing a really good job. I mean, there's been some times he's had to scramble, but he's also had plenty of times where he's been able to stand tall in the pocket. Second down and 13, design quarterback run, gets all of the penalty yards back. He gets to about the 16 for a gain of 5, maybe 6, depending on the spot, but it's going to bring up 3rd and 9.
And this is huge here for Sabetha. Obviously, if they go for it on 4th down, you want it to be a long 4th down. That way you know that they're pretty much going to have to throw the ball. But if you're Sabetha, what you're hoping for is maybe they try to kick a field goal if they don't get this, and maybe they don't get that or you block it.
4 wide receivers to the far side right. Lone receiver tucked up left, and Garrett Michael wants a timeout. Sabetha burns the first timeout here in the fourth quarter at 7:49 to go. Silver Lake facing 3rd and 9 at the Sabetha 16. 24-14 Blue Jays by 10. Big play coming up after a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
KNZA.
Scoring update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. And coming back from the break, St. Mary's 14-6 over Jackson Heights. That game on the Cobra Channel. Cobra's actually had a 6-0 lead at the half there.
And another quick one, Brandon, Osage City up 15-8 in the other Class 2A. The winner of that one will get Seneca next week.
7:49 to go here. 24-14 Sabetha. Silver Lake on the move, facing 3rd and 9 from the Blue Jay 16. They will come out in that same formation, 4 wide to the right, balls on the left hash, and one receiver lone side left. That's Cathcart. They drop back. Redmond does. He'll throw it across the middle of the field. It is caught inside the 5. To the 4. And first and goal, it's a gain of 12, and that's Brody Dider, a big-time catch. And on 3rd and 9, again, a 12-yard pickup, and Martin's up to 246 yards.
Yeah, and if it's Sabetha, the only thing you got to hope helps you now is the game clock.
Martin again takes the snap, design quarterback run, gets to the outside, but he's dropped at the 3 for a gain of 1, second and goal.
Because you can see it, obviously, coming down to 7 minutes left in the game, down 2 scores, so we're, like, not really in any hurry to get up on the line and go quick. We'll see what happens. If you're Sabetha, you just got to try to keep them out of the end zone and make them waste more clock.
The only 2 incompletions Martin had thrown here in the second half were the 2 interceptions. Outside of that, he has been dynamite accurate.
We had a quick stoppage of play. The ref was helping a Silver Lake offensive lineman. It looked like his jersey might have been caught.
2nd and goal from the 3. They'll go back to the run here with Martin, and he'll be short, but he's close to the 1. Martin for 2. 3rd and goal at the 1 coming up. We're at 6:40. Clock moving in this fourth quarter.
And do we see shotgun formation here? Are they going to go in the center?
Well, they did score in the first half on 4th and goal inside the 1, and the ball is definitely closer to the goal line than it is the 1, but this is 3rd down. They will go shotgun. Lone receiver to the right, 2 up left. It'll be Martin again to the left side. He is in. Touchdown, Eagles. Buckle up. We got a ball game, folks. Whew. 2nd rushing touchdown of the night for the quarterback, Tanner Martin. 6:16 left. It is now 24-20. And Silver Lake will try to make it a 3-point game here with the extra point.
What fun is it going to be getting to see these two teams match up every single season after this one?
Future Big East League opponents battling here in the 2nd round of the playoffs. Kick is on the way. The extra point took a little time to get there, but it's good. The Eagles get a huge touchdown and cut it to 3 with 6:16 to go. Sabetha 24, Silver Lake 21. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, that was a huge, much-needed touchdown drive for Silver Lake. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. WilsonTireKS.com. 5 minutes, 36 seconds off the clock, covering 82 yards. Tanner Martin, his second rushing touchdown, this one from the yard out. Extra point good, 24-21 to Betha. Logan, there's 6:16 left. This one's been fun.
And if it's about the return team here, biggest thing you got to be aware of is maybe a onside.
And they will not go with the onside. They'll pooch it here to the near side, and it goes out of bounds. That's the second time Silver Lake has kicked one out of bounds, and Sabetha will have it at the 35.
My bad, Brandon. Brandon, this is going to get fun here towards the end. Again, like you said, 6 minutes left in this one. It's a three-point game. Sabetha's offense, at times they've kind of gone un.
Silver Lake, by the
rhythm.
Way, all three timeouts.
Yeah, and Sabetha with just two. Sabetha's offense has kind of lost the rhythm here and there in this game. If you're Silver Lake, you got to get a big stop here if you want to have a shot to try to either go down and score to win it or go down and score to go to overtime. If you're Sabetha, all you're looking for is a touchdown, because you get a touchdown, that might be the dagger in this one.
6:16 left, 24-21 Blue Jays. Hold on to your hats, folks. First and 10, Blue Jays at the 35. They move right to left here in the fourth period. Kramer under center. They go to Colin Minold. He gets through the line and falls forward across the 40. Extra effort to the 42 for a gain of 7. He looks stopped at the line of scrimmage, but somehow kind of wiggled his way through there and then fell forward untouched for a big 7-yard burst on first and 10, now second and 3.
And you can tell Silver Lake Smith, they don't play a lot. Obviously, this is just matchup number 10 overall, all time between these schools. But if you're Sabetha and you're any other team, do they play in the Big 7? Those other Big 7 league schools know, hey, they're just going to run the ball right up the middle on you. You better be able to stop it, because that's how they're going to try to win this game. So if you're Silver Lake, you got to be prepared for something like that.
Second down and 3. Coming up on 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Kramer takes the snap. They go to Colin Minold. He's got a first down and into Silver Lake territory to the 48. It is a gain of 10, I think, to the 49 officially, either 9 or 10. They will put it at the 48, so a gain of 10 for Colin Minold and a first down for the Blue Jays at the Silver Lake 48. 5:25 clock moving in this fourth quarter. 25 carries unofficially, 229 yards for Colin Minold tonight. Sensational night for the senior who went over 1,000 yards in the first half. His first carry tonight went for 43 yards and found the end zone. He's been the story. First and 10 for the Blue Jays at the 48. Colin Minold again comes back to the near side. 40. Outside the numbers, 30. The foot race will be won by Colin Minold. And the monster continues. Touchdown, Blue Jays.
What a run.
That did not take long. And it's back to a two-possession lead at under 5 minutes to go. 48 yards on the scamper. Second touchdown tonight. He is well near 300 yards. Colin Minold, man, he's crazy.
And I got a good one for you, Brandon. We're getting pumped up because of how this game's going. How about this? Holton pulls the upset, and they win it by 8 over Wellsville.
The Wildcats at Wellsville. Sabetha now 30-21. High snap. Minold's kick is on the way. This is Nate Minold, and he buries it.
Big 7 league on display.
277 yards for Colin Minold. It's 31-21 Blue Jays. We're back after this on KNZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Unofficially on the night, Colin Mendel, 26 carries for 277 yards. That touchdown from 48 yards out, giving the Blue Jays their 10-point lead back at 31-21. Now the Eagles, kind of in desperation mode, they're down 10 with 4:52 to go. They need something quick. Again, Colin Mendel had 953 yards coming into the game, and he's near 300 tonight. But the biggest part of it was that 48-yard touchdown, which gives the Blue Jays a little bit of breathing room. Here's the kick. It's picked up at the 15 to the 20, 25, 30. Pushed down at the 30-yard line. Nakota Niehaus kind of finished off that tackle at the 31-yard line. And Silver Lake takes over with under 5 minutes to go, but they're down 10.
And Brandon, while we have a quick stoppage here as the Silver Lake offense comes out, we talked about it, Holton pulling the upset over Wellsville. How about in Class 2A, Southeast Saline up 28-21 on Keeneman at the end of three?
God, we've seen some wild scores here tonight. This one's been fun. Now, Silver Lake, they need something quick here. They're down two scores with under five to go. Martin across the middle, tipped in the air, and a diving interception! This time it's Brody Dieters. It's the fifth interception by the Sabetha defense, and that can nearly wrap this thing up.
Wow.
Tipped in the air. That was because Roki got his hand on it. He also had an interception earlier in the night. This time, the tip drill and a diving interception by Dieters could put the game away.
And what's crazy is, obviously, we're in the press box here, and the coach, Silver Lake on our right, the best coaches are on the left end, and you could hear them on that pick. They were excited.
It'll be at the 42-yard line of Sabetha, 4:42 to go. The fifth interception tonight for this Silver Lake defense.
And it was a keep by Mitchell Kramer as well in the play.
So Kramer, with his fourth carry, gets across the 45 to the 46 for a gain of about three. We got to try to get Colin Mendel over three bills, right?
I think you got to try it, right?
So it's going to bring up second down in about seven, maybe a long six at the 46-yard line. Silver Lake has all three of their timeouts left. Blue Jays leading 31-21, now 4 minutes and counting left in the game. Mendel is the running back. They will give it to him right side. Gets outside the numbers, 50, 45, stiff arms a man, stays on his feet, pulls his way to the 35, and down he goes at the 34. That is a gain of 20.
He needs three more yards, Brandon.
This is unofficial, but he's at 297 yards. Well, let's take it back. So it's to the 35, so that would be a gain of 19. So he's at 296 at 340, clock moving. Blue Jays 31, Eagles 21. This game was tied 14-14 at the half. Blue Jays trying to hold on, and they have the advantage up 10 with now 3:20 to go. They go to Colin Mendel, right side, 30, and near a first down. He's going to be over 300 yards in the game. They get him down inside the 25 to the 23. It's 13 and a first down. 28 carries for 309 yards. This is ridiculous what we're seeing tonight. And we'll get a timeout, I think. Or maybe just a stoppage by the official there. No timeout.
Just had to get it set.
First and 10 at the 23. 3:10 to go in the game. Blue Jays up by 10. This time they will go to Aiden Lang, who shimmies his way. Breaks another tackle to the 15, to the 10. Touchdown, Sabetha. They do it again. It's Aiden Lang with the dagger late, and it's 37-21. Aiden Lang, do you believe? He's had a couple big runs tonight. How about that one?
Yeah, and we saw it. It looked like he was going to come in for Chase Fry because we saw Chase Fry go down earlier. Chase Fry comes back. But Aiden Lang said, hey, I'm still here at running back as well. Let me do my thing.
Four carries, 68 yards for Aiden Lang in this game. That one for 23 in the dagger at 3:01 to go. 37-21 Blue Jays. Goodness gravy. Menold's extra point buried it. And the Blue Jays dominant in the second half. They have pulled away. It is 38-21 in favor of Sabetha. 3:01 to go. We'll keep it right here. As again, that is a 23-yard touchdown run for Aiden Lang, who we have seen be very crucial at times this year. We saw earlier in the night he's had a couple of big runs. Of course, for a little bit, Chase Fry missed a little bit of time. He was kind of beat up. He came back, obviously. But when Lang's had to step in, boy, he looks physical, and he ran a good one there.
Yeah, and Brandon, you look at the Sabetha team, and at one time they were ranked number two in Class 2A, right behind the Thunder over in Seneca and Nemaha Central. He's been number one all year. Sabetha loses to the Thunder. They drop down to number four. They're sitting at number four in the rankings in Class 2A, and they're kind of showing it here tonight.
Sabetha, here in the second half, trying to check here, just wanting to double check. They've had touchdown runs by Chase Fry. Or I should say, they've had four drives, three touchdown drives, and then they had the field goal by Mental, which at the time put them up by 10. Yeah. So four scoring drives here in the second half after they had just completely stalled in that second quarter.
Yeah, it's just unthinkable to think about here in this game. And when was the last time the Sabetha running back ran for over 300 yards in a game?
Again, these are unofficial yeah. numbers, but we feel like we're pretty close. Again, unofficially, 28 carries for 309 yards for Colin Menold. And this short kick's going to roll out of bounds on the far side. So Silver Lake with 3:01 to go, now trailing 38-21.
Brandon, you think it's a 17-point lead. It's only a three-score game. But the way Silver Lake can throw the ball, just one big play, maybe an onside,
but look,
a couple of them,
what's
who knows?
What's the difference in this game? Six Silver Lake turnovers. Five interceptions by the Blue Jays defense, plus they had the muff punt.
And that's the bad thing now. And it looks like Silver Lake's going to make them re-kick.
So they will re-kick it.
But that's the bad thing for Silver Lake. You come out offensively, Sabetha knows you're going to have to throw this ball, so they're just going to draw back, and they're just going to play the coverage, and so just going to have to try to find the guy.
Four drives for Sabetha here in the second half, 24 points, three touchdown drives, and then a short field goal by Nate Menold. It was 24-14 going into the fourth quarter. And it wasn't long ago that Tanner Martin ran in a one-yard touchdown, and it was a 24-21 game early in this fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Or really with 6 minutes to go.
Yeah. It looked
and now,
like it
not even 4 minutes off the clock, Sabetha all of a sudden has two more touchdowns on the board.
Just like that.
Just
hey,
like that, man.
I said it, Big Seven League football.
Well, future opponents. Menold's just going to squib this one. Silver Lake picks it up at the 40. Good tackle in the open field. 43-yard line is where Silver Lake will begin this drive. 2:58 to go in what has been a dominant second half. It's been the defense in the Colin Menold show here tonight for the Blue Jays.
And right,
let's not sleep on Chase Fry, who has seven carries for 108 yards.
Yeah, he's having a great night on his own right as well.
Aiden Lang, 4 for 68. And he's had runs of 39 and 23 here in the second half. First and 10, Silver Lake, under 3 minutes to go. Martin back to pass. He'll throw across the middle of the field, and that's caught at the 40 of Sabetha. Out of bounds, shy of the 35 to the 36. So it's a gain of 21. And I believe that was Roland Hagen, who's had a really good night, who is now over 100 yards. Six catches for a 120. For the 5'10 junior wideout, Trent Rollenhagen. 2:50 to go, first and 10 at the 36. Sub Sabetha, 38-21, Blue Jays in front. Five wide set. Martin drops back. He'll step up into the pocket, throws it. It is dropped. Redmond in the flat, kind of the safety blanket there, and he's been really good out of the backfield in the receiving game, but that time drops it at the 30. It's second down and 10.
Yeah, Brandon, obviously we'll have to see this last 2:44. What happens, obviously, it looks like Sabetha's going to win this game, obviously, up 17. The other game, again, the winner of this one plays the winner of this other one. As of 5 minutes ago in the fourth quarter, Humboldt 24-14 over Riverton. So we might be on a collision course for Sabetha or Humboldt next week.
Well, Humboldt went into that game with an 8-1 record. Riverton was 6-3. Well, it looks like Humboldt might be pulling away there. Second down and 10 for the Eagles. 2:44 to go. They're at the Sabetha 36. Martin back to pass, standing in the pocket, throws it across the middle. Oh, and it was nearly picked off. And that was Nate Menold. And what would have been the sixth interception, it was a low throw, but kind of caught it off. He tried to catch it with his body and not his hands there. But now it's going to be third down and 10 at the 36.
That would have been six or seven.
Six. But it would have been the seventh turnover. Five interceptions and one fumble. He had the muff punt in the first half. Ultimately didn't hurt Silver Lake because they got the stop, and Sabetha missed a field goal.
And you also think about the other one that could have been a turnover, the miscommunication on the handoff. Redmond able to get back on top of it.
Right.
That could have been the one there as well.
Big third down and 10 play. Martin gets away from a couple defenders. Now hucks it near the end zone or inside the 10, and that might have been caught inside the 10. And Kramer in coverage. It is caught at the 10 by Dane Johnson for a gain of 26. That was a nice play. And now it's first and goal. Three catches now, 63 yards for Johnson, the sophomore. Here is Martin on a keeper, gets inside the 5 and all the way down to about the 3 for a gain of 7. Sabetha's lead is 38-21, clock moving at 2:10, but Silver Lake trying to get one back here. Martin again on a keeper, stays on his feet and dives and gets into the end zone. So Silver Lake does find the end zone here, third rushing touchdown for the quarterback, Tanner Martin, makes it 38-27 at 2:04 to go.
Brandon, this is the second most points that Sabetha's defense has given up this season as well.
Well, Silver Lake, a glimmer of hope here. Assume they will try to go for the onside kick. They'll have to. They will go for the extra point here. Redmond pulls down the high snap. Kick is on the way. It's good. It's now a 38-28 Sabetha lead. 2:04 to go. We'll step aside. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Kansaland Radio.
Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. Touchdown for the Eagles, covering 57 yards, less than a minute. Tanner Martin's third rushing touchdown, extra point good. Sabetha's lead is 38-28. 2:04 to go. Eagles are going to have to try to recover an onside kick here. St. Mary's did hold off Jackson Heights, so the Cobras will end their season 8-2. I believe so. That Sabetha would host next week if they're able to hold on here in what we think is Humboldt, who was leading Riverton late in that game. And here is the onside kick, and Aiden Lang all over it, and he's able to secure it at the 48. So it didn't get a lot of bounce on that onside kick attempt, and Lang was in the right spot, covers it up with 2:04 to go. The Blue Jays up 10.
Biggest thing. Silver Lake's got all three timeouts.
Silver Lake does have all three TOs in a game tonight where Colin Menold, unofficially, 28 carries for 309 yards. Chase Fry
also wins as well.
Shocking.
52-6.
Longest winning streak in the state continues for Axtell. It'll be 36 in a row.
They only ran 17 plays.
Why not? Here's Colin Menold again up the middle, busting through. Does he get away from the defender to the 20? 15, 10, 5. Are you kidding me? Colin Menold again.
Oh, my.
That is the dagger.
Wow.
Colin Menold. Reynold, 52 more, and his third TD of the game. Wait for it. 361 yards for Colin Mennold tonight. You've got to be kidding.
If those numbers are right, you were talking.
We're
close to 1,000, right? He's looking at 1,500.
My, oh, my goodness me.
Wow.
One play, 52 yards. Colin Mennold does it again. Nate Mennold's kick is good. 45-28.
Wow.
We'll keep it right here.
This is remarkable. If those numbers are right for Colin Mennold.
Unofficially, 29 carries for 361 yards.
And I say, Brandon, just like Mike said, do you think there's a shot he's in the mix for player of the game?
Just stop it. You guys are crazy. There's a minute 56 to go in the game. That 52-yard one-play drive took all of 8 seconds. And again, he should have been brought down on a couple occasions on that run.
Well, you think? You also got to think. That 20-yard touchdown run that he had in the first half that got called back, add that on there.
Well, unfortunately, if you could, you could. But not in this case. He certainly has made up for it. What a night.
Wow.
For Colin Mennold and the Blue Jays defense.
You know, they talk about it in the NFL. Obviously, this is high school, so it's a little different. But the NFL, usually when a running back does something like this, they say the running back's going to be buying his offensive line. It's going to be like a steak dinner or something for all of them. Well, he's going to be thanking his offensive line all week.
Touchdown runs this half of 48 and 52 yards. Here's Nate Mennold's kick. Little squib. Bouncing at the 35. Picked up there. Good coverage and a tackle there. And that was a nice play by the Sabetha kickoff team. But minute 54 left. Blue Jays 45, Eagles 28. Logan, this game was 14-14 at the half.
Yeah. That's remarkable.
And this game was also 24-21 in this quarter.
And we were talking.
It was 24-21 at one point.
And we were talking to start the second half. We were saying this game could possibly go to overtime.
Martin steps up, finds Redmond at the 45, gets to the midfield. Dieter's able to corral him there at the 45. So that's a gain of 22 yards.
Brandon, right quick. I was going to have another play here. Tried to do it on another break.
Redmond has had a nice night. Here's Martin again, midfield rolling near side. This one is caught at the 30. To the 25 and spun out near the 20. To the 21. And that was Cathcart with the catch. First catch for him here in the second half. So Silver Lake on the move quickly.
And class 1A, Brandon. 16-0 is the final. Jeff County North blanks Centralia.
Wow, so the Chargers move on, and they would get the winner, potentially could get Olpe next week. We're down to a minute and a half. Sabetha in control. Here's a throw to the outside. This one's caught inside the 10, inside the 5, and all the way to the 2-yard line. Gain of 19, this time of Dane Johnson. Silver Lake has had no problem moving the ball. Problem is the turnovers. That is what is the ultimate downfall, is they'll try to get another score here, but that's going to be a loss of 2 yards. Martin goes nowhere. Here's a timeout, I think, by Silver Lake with a minute 10 to go. 84 rushing yards tonight for Tanner Martin, but he's thrown for 354 yards.
Just remarkable.
But
in this
five
game.
Picks.
And we talked about it coming into this one.
Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 70 seconds to go. Silver Lake trying to get a little bit closer, but again, this is a Blue Jays 45-28 domination here in the second half.
Yeah, and Brandon, we talked about it at the beginning of the game, like pregame, you know, start of the game. Meanwhile, Central, clear cut number 1 and 2A, obviously. Who's behind them? obviously you look at the rankings.
Southeast of Saline, I would say.
You say Southeast of Saline.
I think so.
But as far as the eastern side, who's going to give them a run? A lot of people would probably say it's going to probably be Sabetha again, obviously, going into the night. Silver Lake's played really, really well. Obviously, we're hoping for, obviously, it's going to be a great finish, obviously. Final score could be different. But, I mean, this Silver Lake team, they played a heck of a game.
It was 14-14 at the half. It was 24-14, Sabetha going into this fourth quarter.
You've got to think Sabetha and Silver Lake are the two best teams outside of Seneca on this side of the bracket.
Oh, without a doubt, I think that's probably fair. Out of the timeout, Silver Lake trying to get another one on the board. Pass across the middle, and it's broken up. Good defense, Dakota Niehaus, who's got one of the five interceptions tonight. Knocks that one away, and it's third and goal at about the four. And this has been an efficient night, minus the turnovers. Again, that's the difference for Silver Lake. They have not had an issue moving the ball.
Well, you think about it, they were able to score down here on the goal line. Here to our left, Dalton Rookie, one hand tips it up to himself for a pick. You take that one, you get a touchdown there. The score could be different right now.
Down to a minute seven. It's third and goal at about the four. 45-28 Sabetha. Martin back to pass, standing at the 10, throws it across the middle, tipped up in the air, and it's incomplete. Looks like McAfee got a hand on that one. That one could have been intercepted. But now fourth and goal at the four. Well, you get the stop here. You can put the game away. Man, oh man, what a game, what a second half. Colin Minold, who's just been really good. You know, last year he was part of the equation, but of course they had a sensational running back in Josh Herman, but once he went down with an injury, Colin comes in.
Kind of takes over for him.
And had a monster run in the playoffs until the loss to Nemaha Central, and he's just carried it over. Here it is, fourth and goal. Martin throwing to the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown. That is Logan Cathcart in the back of the end zone.
Brandon, this is the most points Sabetha's defense has given up all year. Obviously, they gave up 28 to the Thunder, but that was the most going into this one.
Second touchdown pass for Martin makes it 45-34 with 58 seconds to go. And it looks like they will try to go for two. This has been a long fourth quarter. A lot of points have been scored. Martin takes a high snap, looking down, now throws it, tipped, incomplete.
Kinda
good defense there.
Kind of interesting going for two there, because if you kick it, you're down 10. But if you get the two, you're down nine. You still have to get a second score, even if you get the ball on this onside kick and go down score. You still have to try to find a way to get the ball back.
So they missed the two-point conversion, makes it 45-34.
The only thing, at least to me, Brandon,
less than a minute to go,
that I can think of is what they were thinking is, hey, we get this 2 points, it's a nine-point game. If we get the onside here, we quickly score on a couple plays. Maybe get another onside, we're down two, kick a field goal to win it.
Well, I'm sure there have been crazier outcomes and scenarios, but Sabetha's been scoring too quick.
Yeah.
Keep giving Silver Lake, obviously, these opportunities, but we'll have plenty of time to kind of bust it out in the post game. But the yardage,
and it doesn't hurt you to score quick if you're up by more than one score at that point.
So both teams are over 300 yards of offense in the second half alone. Sabetha has rushed for 547 yards, unofficially. 547 yards.
Here's the kick.
Silver Lake has 505 yards of offense.
And this ball's out.
Yeah, the onside didn't even go 10 yards, and it rolled out of bounds. So Sabetha going to look to finally put this game away. Silver Lake has two timeouts. We'll see if they even use them. It's a 45-34 Blue Jays lead at 58 seconds to go.
Oops.
Man.
That's a crazy game in this one.
Sabetha has rushed for nearly 550 yards on 12.4 yards per carry. Unofficially. I got to continue to say that because We do the best we can. We do the best we can. I know, right? We do the best we can, but this is obviously, you know, I can't wait to kind of talk with head coach Garrett Michael maybe next week and see, all right, how many games have you had where you've had, a 300-plus yard rusher, and also how many games have you been a part of where your team's gone over 500 yards rushing?
Probably back in 2017, 2018. That maybe those 2 years they went to state.
Yep. Of course, these two teams last played in 2017.
You think about like a running back like Joe Gruber, he would get the ball and just consistently just plow you down.
Colin Bennell will get another carry here. He'll get about 3 to the 41. So they will give him 3 more yards. That puts him at 364. And Silver Lake will, in fact, burn a timeout here. 54.7 seconds to go. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Yeah, this one will certainly be talked about across the board. Can't wait to see what Jake and Boz have to say tonight on the Scoreboard Show. Back in studio, waiting on us, I'm sure. We've already seen Holton pull off an upset at Wellsville tonight. Jackson Heights gave the defending champs in St. Mary's a good game. Nemaha Central started a little slow, but they roll. Thunder into the next round. We saw JCN, Centralia play a tight game, but the Chargers snapping a lengthy losing streak against Centralia. Out of the timeout, second down and 7. Here is a toss to Menold, 40, 35, 30, and is inside the 25 to the 24. And I believe that's 18 more. 382 yards for Colin Menold. The final 40 seconds are ticking off. We'll see. And we'll have to run at least one more play. It'll be first and 10 at the 24.
And I got
30 seconds to go.
I'm going to have a good one for you, Brandon.
Looks like Sabatha will go to the knee. And that, my friends, will end it.
Silver Lake takes a timeout.
All right. Well, the Eagles are going to burn their final timeout with 21 seconds
and
to go.
Brandon, I can get to this score for you. It's going to be an interesting one.
Score update brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview.
You're going to get a kick out of this.
Will I?
We talked about earlier, Valley Heights was up 30-6.
Oh, did they blow it?
That was late third quarter. It was 46-20 Valley Heights with 9:04. This was 6 minutes ago, 9:04 left in the game. It's 46-40 Valley Heights up by 6.
Okay.
That was as of 6 minutes ago.
Valley Heights been kind of one of the more surprising teams in our area. Their only losses this year, Centralia in week one, where they only lost that game by 2, and then they lost to Smith Center, who, of course, is a one-loss team still alive in the playoffs as well.
And we talked about this is probably the best game around the state tonight between these two. There's a lot of great other games going on right now.
Well, no more timeouts for Silver Lake, and Kramer will take a knee, and the final 20 seconds are going to run off the clock, and the Sabetha Blue Jays survive in advance in what was a difficult regional round matchup here at Silver Lake tonight. A game that was tied at 14-all at the break turns into a 45-34 Sabetha victory on the back of Colin Menold, the rushing game, and the defense forcing 6 turnovers. We'll break it all down when we come back. Our post-game show, it is brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Sabetha moves on. We'll break it down when we come back on KNZA.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Well, we're backed up here, so we got to kind of get in and get out in what's been a late night as Sabetha coming on the road and knocking off Silver Lake in a hostile environment and what will be future Big East League opponents. But Silver Lake, again, this game had all sorts of up and downs and a tale of two halves and 45-34, a ton of scoring in the second half, particularly in the fourth quarter. But Logan, real quick, a recap. We'll go through the yardages in just a minute, but Colin Mennold, man, 31 carries, 382 yards, three scores. Both teams over 500 yards of offense. Sabetha's all on the ground. Tanner Martin threw for over 350 for Silver Lake. Silver Lake had no issue moving the ball, but five interceptions, and they also had a fumble. 6-0 in the turnover category. Sabetha did have a couple turnover on downs in the first half, but they didn't throw an interception. They didn't lose a fumble. Obviously, that might be the biggest key for Sabetha getting a win here.
Yeah, and you have to wonder, you take all those turnovers away, what could this game have been? Maybe Silver Lake, obviously, you take all those turnovers away, they only lose by 11, right? So you take all those turnovers away, so Silver Lake, do they run away with it? We don't know. We didn't get a chance to see that. Again, we kind of figured this would be one heck of a game. It was. Second half starts. First half was really, really well. You know, we saw both teams kind of, Silver Lake started out slow, then boom, they picked it up. Sabetha's offense started out hot, slowed down. Both teams picked it up again. And then out of nowhere in the second half, Sabetha just kind of took over pretty much. And it was pretty much Colin Mennold just said, hey, just give me the ball. Let me go. Tell the offensive line, hey, you guys are just going to keep getting the push you're going to get, and I'm just going to take it.
Well, we got to be pretty quick here with the post game, so we can't go through all quite the numbers here, but they will certainly recap it on the scoreboard show tonight with Jake and Boz. But again, this was a game that was tied 14-14 at the half, and it was a 10-0 advantage for Sabetha in the third quarter. 24-14 it was going into the fourth. Again, at one point, early on, it was a 24-21 game, and all the momentum kind of had shifted back to the Eagles. No, not really. Sabetha able to really pull away, capitalize on turnovers, and get this one done. Real quick, let's announce here a lineman of the game brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications, protect your blind side. Ask about how whole home Wi-Fi can better your network experience online at GiantCom. That's GiantCOMM.net. I just think you have to give it to the entire Sabetha offensive line.
Yeah, I'm